this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Franklin wildfire in Malibu, California has grown to more than 2,800 acres and has forced up to 20,000 people to flee their homes. Actor Dick Van Dyke and his wife were among the evacuees on the western edge of Los Angeles. At Pepperdine University, some 3,000 students are sheltering in place on campus. Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing the CEO of United Healthcare, shouted on his way into a Pennsylvania courthouse yesterday. More details from correspondent Michael Sisak.
Mangione was held without bail in a state prison in Pennsylvania. He was charged there with presenting a false identification to police, with forgery, and with a gun charge. Mangione's arrest in Pennsylvania adds a wrinkle to the process going forward. He faces charges there. He also faces charges in New York for the murder of Brian Thompson. Now, police and prosecutors have filed for an arrest warrant, and they are seeking extradition from Pennsylvania to New York to prosecute Mangione for that killing.
President-elect Donald Trump has made another flurry of job announcements. He has selected Andrew Ferguson as the next chair of the Federal Trade Commission, Kimberly Guilfoyle, his son's fiance, as the ambassador to Greece, and Tom Barrack as the ambassador to Turkey. The Marine veteran who was acquitted of criminally negligent homicide in the New York City subway choking death case is defending his actions. Daniel Penny tells Fox News he couldn't have lived with himself if he hadn't acted to protect frightened subway riders from a volatile, mentally ill man. Israeli airstrikes continue in Gaza, where Hamas terrorists continue to hold Israeli and American hostages. There's been a renewed offensive in northern Gaza since early October. More at townhall.com.
Do you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Hi, Mom. Surprise, I brought you something.
Socks. Oh, heat holders original.
I use them for snow sports and around the farm. I also bought a bunch for my new work site.
I know what everyone is getting for gifts this holiday.
Heat holders socks are the warmest. We use a proprietary 3-stage process, making heat holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. We also have hats, gloves, throws, and so much more. Go to heatholders.com. Use the code HEAT to save 15% off your order. Free shipping for orders over $25. Heatholders.com.
Good morning. It's 6:03, hump day morning, Wednesday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and, of course, Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, and be prepared this morning. Some rain and, again, some fog in the area. So now we throw in the rain on top of that. Going to be weather-related delays as we get underway. Early problem just cleared to the shoulder. Inner loop near the ramp at Route 702 on the southeast side. At one point, we were backed up a little bit towards Pulaski Highway. That seems to have eased up just a bit, but that area of the Beltway, as you work your way down towards Back River, a little windy through there, and it's wet. Not too far away, there's a report of a broken down vehicle in the intersection at Philadelphia Road at Rossville Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still dealing with some rain today ahead of that cold front. Heavy rain at times. Breezy, getting cooler later this afternoon. Temperatures falling into the upper 40s. Dry tomorrow, 42. Friday, sunshine, 40 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
58 degrees both in Bel Air and in Dundalk this morning. Good morning at 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A fourth suspect has been sentenced in the 2021 murder of an Israeli man who was visiting Baltimore to attend a wedding. 19-year-old William Holloman was sentenced to life in prison with all but 50 years suspended. And the judge also requested that he be sent to the Patuxent Youth Program. Holloman was 16 years old when Ephraim Gordon was shot in the chest during an attempted robbery on Ford's Lane in Park Heights. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested a D.C. man in connection with the burglaries of seven businesses at the Crossroads Shopping Center in Pasadena. Officers called to the scene of a break-in at King's Cleaners on Jumpers Hole Road overnight Monday as the suspect took off in a stolen car with tags from another vehicle. Police spotted the car in Prince George's County. Three suspects bailed from the vehicle. Police were able to catch 26-year-old Kendall Walton. He is facing second-degree burglary, auto theft, and gun charges. And the Baltimore City School Board has announced its plan for finding a new school's CEO by July of 2026. During a presentation yesterday, Board Chair Robert Sally says a national search firm will be contracted in the recruitment effort, and there will be community input. It's a 6:05 on WCBN. Lottery number from last night. Your pick three was 250. Your pick four is 6684. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buying as is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Orioles made it official yesterday, the signings of outfielder Tyler O'Neill and catcher Gary Sanchez, the first two big moves under the ownership of David Rubenstein. Here's General Manager Mike Elias on the thinking behind the moves.
First of all, they both bring tremendous amounts of right-handed power, and they're good against both sides of both righty and lefty pitching, but extremely productive, Tyler in particular, against left-handed pitching.
The moves are in line with the Orioles' decision to move the left field fence in at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Elsewhere in baseball, Max Fried signs with the Yankees, 8 years, $218 million, largest contract for a left-hander in MLB history. Ravens news, team not bringing anyone in opposite Justin Tucker. Here's John Harbaugh.
I'm very confident that it's going to get fixed. I believe it will. It has to, you know, and he's the guy to get it fixed. So
Ravens now a 15-point favorite Sunday against the Giants. College football, the 125th Army-Navy game on Saturday at Northwest Field in Landover. Head coach Brian Newberry from Navy met the media yesterday.
This is the most exciting time of the year for us. Obviously, this is, you know, winning the Commander-in-Chief trophy. This game is our most important goal in our program, something that, you know, we talk about, you know, year-round. And so
we'll have more on the 125th edition of the rivalry. Coming up at 6:35, a Steeler shows up at Joe Burrow's house. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning.
morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. It is a Wednesday, December the 11th, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Welcome to the program. You can join the conversation at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Your top stories coming up this hour. Tom Homan tells Dr. Phil what his three rails of the mass deportation plan are.
What happens January 21st? Where do you start? Well, there's three rails. We'll start the first day. Number one, we're going to secure the border.
And then number two and number three coming up later on this hour. You know what's driving up costs? The health care costs that are so in the news right now?
CEOs need to get out and speak and explain to the public why they're what the problems that they're facing and why they're seeing what they're seeing.
But our top story here once again is yesterday, Luigi Mangione, the 26-year-old accused of murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, was forcibly escorted into Blair County Courthouse in Pennsylvania for an extradition hearing yesterday. And he noticed that there were media cameras present. He turned to the cameras and said this.
Look what water weight does to your body.
Number one.
He did not say, he did not say the water weight to the body, yeah. No.
He meant to.
He meant, no, this was completely different.
Completely different.
If he said that, then...
Down.
And then he was guided into the courthouse there by a, looked to be like a half dozen police officers. It sounded to me, as he said, it was completely out of touch and an insult to the intelligence of the American
people. Yeah, I think
people.
That's what I heard as well.
Some say it's completely unjust, but I think he says out of touch to the American people. So yesterday, a local, and again, Mangione was arraigned in order to be held without bail. That's important. During this brief court hearing in Pennsylvania, when asked if he required a public defender, he responded by asking if he could answer that at a future date. Well, the answer was provided because somebody, and I don't know who, so I can't say, and that's a problem with a lot of this, is that the facts are still not, they're missing. We don't have all the facts. We know what the media is reporting, and what the media is reporting isn't always accurate. They aren't always the facts, and they run with whatever they think is the facts. So I'm going to wait until all the facts are in, until the facts are presented in a courthouse. I mean, that's the best way to put it. But the attorney of record now is a guy by the name of Thomas Dickey. He is a local attorney practicing law for 40 years in Altoona, Pennsylvania. He was asked whether or not Luigi Mangione is proclaiming his innocence.
Is he saying he's innocent at this point?
He has indicated pleas of not guilty. The only charges that we've seen thus far have been the ones here in Pennsylvania, and we have pled not guilty to those charges. And
what's his state of mind?
I really can't get into that. That's too speculative. I'm not going to get into that.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear from there. You said he has said he's innocent so far?
We pled not guilty, at least to the charges in Pennsylvania. Like I said, I'm not aware of any actual charges in New York.
Yeah, so that, and that's important because in Pennsylvania he was charged with second degree murder, and we're hearing that in New York he'll be charged with first degree murder.
Yeah,
and that's important as to bail. So we'll get to that in just a second. More from Luigi Mangione's attorney, Tom Dickey, in just a moment.
Also, right now it's 6:13. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. We bring you once again the man who knows all, Chuck Whitaker.
Well, we might as well take it while we can get it. The Beltway is clear of any major problems right now for the traffic, at least on the west side. Not even backed up right now at Liberty Road and at 795. But with the rain, we know once it starts to happen, then it's going to be here for a while. And there's enough rain that there could even be maybe a little ponding on the roadways as we get underway. The wreck earlier was minor. It's on the shoulder, inner loop near the ramp at Route 702. So not a big problem there. JFX, we always say, we mention that anytime that it rains between Northern Parkway and and the ramps downtown. It's a little curvy through there, so right now with traffic light, pay attention to your speed. And at least so far this morning, nothing out of the ordinary with the heavier traffic now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, rain most of the day today. Could be heavy at times, windy. Temperatures going to drop to the upper 40s by this afternoon. Rain will move out. Late tonight, tomorrow will be dry but colder, 42, and even colder on Friday, sunny and 40. Right now, 58 in Columbia. It is 56 in Baltimore City. And time for some one-liner news for you. Donald Trump took to Truth Social to taunt Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau by calling him Governor Trudeau of the great state of Canada. He is like the master troller, isn't he? But with all due respect, President-elect Trump, do we really need another state full of socialists and maple syrup? I mean, after all, we already have Vermont.
That's right.
Okay.
Bernie Sanders.
Exactly.
We could use the hockey players.
Matt Gaetz has landed his own news talk show on a One America News Network. Of course, they're not quite up to the quality of Fox News, so they're calling him the Jesse Waters knockoff over on OA. And Merriam-Webster Dictionary has revealed its word of the year for 2024. It is polarization.
Really?
And it's kind of appropriate because half America likes it, the other half hates it.
Yes.
It kind of makes sense. A Utah polygamist with 20 wives has been sentenced to prison for 50 years. Seemed to me to be an automatic plea of not guilty by reason of insanity. You know, 20. Maybe he would serve with all 20. Who knows?
Wow.
How do they handle conjugal visits?
It could be a problem.
Put a turnstile in.
First, it was Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Now the home of Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow was burglarized while he was playing Monday night game in Dallas. And so, again, and we understand the burglars are going to accelerate their plan. They want to hit Aaron Rodgers' house next because next year will be home every Sunday.
That's right.
Beyonce says she feels like a proud mama and tears up watching her daughter, Blue Ivy, who's just 12 years of age, record voiceovers for the new Disney movie Mufasa, which is a Lion King spinoff.
Yeah.
We tried to get an interview with Jay-Z, but apparently he's not talking to anybody right now.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons. First time ever, airline passenger numbers expected to reach $5.2 billion in 2025. I mean, 5.2 billion passengers.
Oh, I was just, wow.
In 2025. Yeah. First time ever we had that number of passengers exceed the 5 billion mark. They say that next year there'll be so many airplanes over the planet Earth, more actually than the drones over New Jersey.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Donald Trump Jr. has dumped his fiancée, Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's a surprise.
They are Splitsville, and daddy helped by sending her to, she's going to be the ambassador to Greece. Okay.
Guilfoyle is?
Yes. Got it. Out of the country. So,
wow.
Yeah, he's dating some Palm Beach socialite. I can't remember her name at this moment. Time Magazine's Athlete of the Year. Who do you think it is?
Caitlin Clark.
Yes. Caitlin Clark, indeed. And, of course, the way she was treated by the WNBA. Most people, the ratings of the WNBA, you can't argue with that. She, a rookie star, breaking records, filling these arenas in almost every game.
Yeah.
So hopefully she stays grounded and doesn't get all wrapped up in some of the other stuff. But,
yeah, she's trying to play golf, too.
Yeah. Is that right?
She's pretty good.
Actually pretty good. Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah. What's her handicap?
I don't know.
Playing with Chuck. He walked right into it.
I knew that was good.
Listen, he is the okayest golfer in the world. He really is.
Yes, he is, folks.
Yeah, I played yesterday. I had a good game yesterday.
What'd you shoot?
81.
Quail. All
right.
Yes.
Quail. Well, 81. I'll give you a head start, Bruce. Take off.
Now, was that,
I'll lead you by about 10.
Thanks.
Was that affected by temperature, or was it a warm day? And
it was 81 degrees here yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you shot 81 while it was 81.
Yes.
All right. Very good.
Vibed in a few beverages during the way.
81 proof.
Yeah, more or less.
All right. Sounds good. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:18, 18 minutes after the hour. We're talking about Luigi Mangione. And again, you got to be careful here because the stuff I'm seeing on the internet, I'm talking about legitimate news organizations, and the stuff on the internet is off the charts. I mean, there's a lot of speculation, a lot of opinion, a lot of conspiracy theories. We're not going to traffic in that here on the show. We're going to wait till all the facts are in, and then we're going to formulate some conclusions based on the facts that we know.
What a concept.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was asked yesterday, Tom Dickey, the attorney, what plea did they enter to the charges in Pennsylvania?
I was not at the arraignment yesterday. I hope he pled not guilty. I assume that that's what happened. But today, when I entered my appearance, and for the record, he's pleading not guilty to those offenses.
Yeah. I was at the hearing. He did not say that he was not guilty or make that plea. So right now, though, you're telling us that he is pleading not guilty.
That is correct.
He doesn't say you are under the impression or you're trying to defend the client on the fact that he is not the shooter?
Listen. I haven't seen any evidence that says that he's the shooter. So that's, like I said earlier, and I wasn't kidding around, a couple of things. If you're going to report something, report it accurately. And remember, and this is not just a small thing, the fundamental concept of American justice is a presumption of innocence, and until you're proven guilty beyond reasonable doubt. And I've seen zero evidence at this point.
Yeah, and I think what he's referring there to is that the government, it's their responsibility, their burden to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he is the shooter. Right now, there's been no ballistics test that has matched the gun in his possession to the gun that killed Brian Thompson. Again, you see a figure in a jacket with a hood, but you don't see that person's face that's doing the shooting. There's all sorts of, there's DNA evidence. So, again, Mr. Dickey is waiting to see evidence that would link him to the shooting. Now, there's a lot of circumstantial stuff that is very damning, no doubt, including this 262-page or 262-word manifesto. But did he write that? Was it in his handwriting? Has that been confirmed to be his writing? We don't know all the facts yet, so we have to wait, and that's what he's saying. All right, we'll hear more from the attorney, Tom Dickey, here on the bail issue and extradition coming up in just a second. The best of the Morning Drive is available each and every day at WCBM.com. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front. No managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
The Temptations and the Four Tops. Friday, April 18th at the Lyric Baltimore. Celebrating 40 years of Temptations and Four Tops. Plus celebrating 60 years of the iconic hit My Girl. Reserve seats on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at e6.com and the Lyric Box Office.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, we'll try to explain this extradition situation with Luigi Mangione from Pennsylvania to New York, and why he's being held without bail, which is his attorney is taking exception to the fact that bail was not offered. So we'll get into that in just a moment.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 6:23 Wednesday morning. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker
just made a swing through Annapolis, and despite the fog and the rain.
working and everything is okay from the Bay Bridge over to the Severn River Bridge, I-97. Still fairly quiet. That will change in about an hour southbound on I-97 through there, coming down from Benfield Boulevard. I just heard Baltimore County say they rolled up on a wreck at White Marsh Boulevard. I've been looking to see if it's at the ramp at the Beltway or is it the ramp at 95 and White Marsh Boulevard. So I'll track it down, let you know. In the meantime, if you're up on the northeast side, some equipment is arriving in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, rain throughout the day today, heavy at times. Windy temperatures are going to drop into the upper 40s by this afternoon. Rain will move out later on this evening. Tomorrow, dry but colder as the cold front moves through, 42, and then sunny and 40 on Friday. Right now, it is expect rain the next hour, 54 in Annapolis, and it is 56 in Forest Hill. Thomas Dickey is the local attorney in Altoona, Pennsylvania, that has been retained to represent Luigi Mangione in the alleged murder of the UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. And he said yesterday regarding this extradition. Now, here's the thing. If you're out of the country, you can fight extradition, to my understanding. It's not to be extradited to the United States, especially if there's no extradition treaty. In the United States itself, they say you can fight extradition, but the problem is you can't fight it. You can only delay it.
Yeah.
And so it is my understanding that he could delay extradition by up to 45 days, but eventually, because the crime occurred in New York, you would have to be extradited to New York. Here is Tom Dickey, the attorney, talking about extradition yesterday.
There was an extradition hearing scheduled. I found out about that about an hour or so before the hearing. And the initial thing is a person can waive extradition. And it was my opinion and my advice under the circumstances that he not, and I emphasize the not because apparently there's news reports already going out that he waived his extradition. He did not do that.
So the meaning he did not waive the extradition hearing. You could waive it and say, okay, I'm not going to fight it, and you can extradite me directly to New York. He did not do that. He didn't waive it, so he is planning to contest it.
Okay.
So that means that you can contest it and you can delay it up to 45 days. But eventually, you're going to have to go to New York at some point.
So this is going to get dragged out.
Yes, it appears it's going to be. And one of the tactics here is you do this to see what the government evidence, what they have.
Yeah.
You try to see as much as they have before actually you get to court to help prepare in your defense.
Well, don't they have to, I mean, the prosecution, in the course of discovery,
yes,
has to theoretically tell the defense everything before they get to court.
But you want that as soon as possible, and you don't want it like a day or two before you're being charged or going to case. The other issue is bail. Now, in Pennsylvania, if you are charged with second degree murder, it's a bailable offense. Now, you'll hear, let's listen to the attorney, then we'll discuss.
In Pennsylvania, the Constitution says that all crimes are generally a bailable offense. Bailable offense means you have to set some form of bail. The exception to that is if it's a capital case, which means the Commonwealth or the government is looking for the death penalty, and proud to say I am one of the few attorneys in Pennsylvania that's qualified to do death penalty cases. But those which this is not a capital case, knock on wood, at least that I'm aware of it right now, or if a first degree murder, which carries in Pennsylvania life without parole. If the charge which you're faced with is life without parole, then you're not eligible for bail. Since the crime, at least what was set forth by the district attorney, was alleged to be a second degree murder, that's not life without parole. So I believe that bail should have been set.
Yeah, and bail, it could have been $1 million, yeah. It could have been $5 million, it could have been really a cost prohibitive or a high number, let's put it that way, but that was not. So I wonder why. Why would a judge in Pennsylvania not set bail? Now, one of the reasons...
Do you think he's a flight risk?
Well, because he was carrying his passport with him, and he had foreign currency, so that was the argument that was made at the hearing yesterday, but he should have still set bail, and you could take all that into fact that the bail has to be basically, he could have made it $10 million if he wanted to, which is basically who's going to put up a bond.
If a bail bondsman thinks that this guy is also a flight risk, you got to put, I think, 10%. So in that case, make it $10 million. Well, who's going to risk $1 million if the guy you're loaning it to is a flight risk?
Yeah, I mean, that's a legitimate question. Now, the other thing that's complicating and muddying the waters is New York announced yesterday they intend to file charges first-degree murder in New York. So that is not a bailable offense in New York. Capital crime or first-degree murder is not a bailable offense. So maybe that's what the judge was looking at when they did not set bail yesterday. So there's a lot going on here, a lot to unpack, and let's wait till we get more facts because there's a lot to this story, I think, that we don't know.
And we're going to lean on facts on this show, folks, not speculation. Hey, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services as well. During fall weather, it's impossible, and important, rather, to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing. Wow, it's a rough day today. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Online, timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Coming up next, the Trump former Labor Secretary Andy Puzder weighs in on the status of health care today. It's time for News Headlines, 6:30. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Fourth suspect has been sentenced in the 2021 murder of an Israeli man who was visiting Baltimore to attend a wedding. 19-year-old William Holloman was sentenced to life in prison with all but 50 years suspended, and the judge also requested that he be sent to the Patuxent Youth Program. Holloman was 16 years old when Ephraim Gordon was shot in the chest during an attempted robbery on Ford's Lane in Park Heights. Anne Arundel County Police arrested a D.C. man in connection with the burglaries of seven businesses at the Crossroads Shopping Center in Pasadena. Officers called to the scene of a break-in at King's Cleaners on Jumpers Hole Road overnight Monday. The suspects took off in a stolen car with tags from another vehicle. Police spotted the car in Prince George's County. Three suspects bailed from the vehicle. However, police were able to catch 26-year-old Kendall Walton, one of the three, and he is facing second-degree burglary, auto theft, and gun charges. Baltimore City School Board has announced its plan for finding a new school's CEO by July of 2026. During a presentation yesterday, Board Chair Robert Sally said the national search firm will be contracted to the recruit effort, and there will be community input. And a popular Baltimore's restaurant is going to be closing two of its locations in January. Nacho Mama's announced on social media yesterday that they're closing locations in Canton and Towson. Restaurants will close January 12, but their sister restaurants, Mama's on the Half Shell in Canton and Owings Mills, will remain open. Right now it's 6:32 on WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes is up next.
This is Pastor David Lewis at a Cuphill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. No one's perfect. We're all broken in some way, which is the result of living in a world torn apart and broken by sin. A world which was created perfect, by the way, but has been falling apart ever since mankind decided he wanted to do things his way. As finite human beings, we will always fall short when we try to right our wrongs, whether they are real or perceived. We're incapable of the perfection which is possessed only by our Creator. He knows who we are because he created us this way. Jesus was there. Very clear when he said, "He who made them at the beginning made them male and female. And for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Man was not made to lie with man, nor was woman created to lie with woman. The brokenness we possess is not in our bodies, but in our minds. Our bodies are not to be twisted into that which is unnatural. Our minds instead need to be transformed, renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Only then can that which is broken be fixed." This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's moment of truth.
Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 250. Your pick 4 is 6684. And now it's 6:33. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
It looks like the wreck we were looking for is actually at White Marsh Boulevard near the ramp at Philadelphia Road. One report said, according to Baltimore County, that they thought maybe a dump truck was involved there. So heads up for that if you're traveling over from 95 on White Marsh Boulevard towards Philadelphia Road and over to Pulaski Highway. Now with the rain, we're starting to see the backups on 895 back towards the Erdman Avenue ramp And it looks like 95 will start to fill in as well for the traffic coming south. Not too bad from O'Donnell Street right now, but some brake lights at the top of the hill and then into the tunnel. The west side outer loop delays are now filling in from 795 headed down towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still dealing with some rain today ahead of that cold front. Heavy rain at times. Breezy, getting cooler later this afternoon. Temperatures falling into the upper 40s. Dry tomorrow, 42. Friday, sunshine, 40 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, owner at Blindster.com. And right now, we're offering up to 45% off all our custom-made blinds, shades, and shutters during our extended Cyber Week sale. Don't miss out on some incredible deals. But hurry, sale ends December 16th. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Mike Elias at the winter meetings in Dallas yesterday talking about the free agent acquisitions of Tyler O'Neill and Gary Sanchez. They're official now. First on O'Neill and the power bat he brings to Baltimore.
We have a lot of left-handed hitters, and particularly in the outfield, with Colton, Cedric, Heston Kerstad, who I think is going to get a big opportunity this year, Ryan O'Hearn. I think Tyler O'Neill fits in perfectly with that group. He's a good defender.
Meanwhile, Sanchez will back up Adley Rutschman behind the plate as the Orioles bid adieu to the tough-as-nails James McCann.
And then Gary Sanchez, you know, I mean, frankly, we needed another catcher with James McCann being a free agent. And I think it's a good profile to match with Adley. He's a guy that throws well. It's good to have a Spanish-speaking catcher to pair with an American catcher. There's just a lot of things positive about bringing him into the mix.
We'll hear from VP of International Scouting Kobe Perez a little later this morning about what the future of minor league phenom Sam Basayo is now with Sanchez in the fold. Elsewhere in free agency, Yanks signing Max Fried to the richest contract ever given to a left-hander, 8 years, $218 million. He'll be paired with Gerrit Cole at the top of the Yankee rotation. And the Nats won the baseball lottery for the first pick in next year's MLB draft. Speculation is they could select Ethan Holliday with that pick. He is the younger brother of Oriole infielder Jackson Holliday. Ravens begin prep for the Giants today in Owings Mills as 15-point road favorites. John Harbaugh on the mini four-game season ahead.
Everything that has to do with the next 4 weeks and past that is what we're looking at in terms of finding ways to make plays, score points, get stops.
Team is healthy and they'll get back on the practice field today. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Browns waived beleaguered wide receiver Kadarius Toney after a pair of costly special teams blunders in the team's loss to the Steelers. College football, the 125th edition of the greatest rivalry in college sports, Army-Navy at Northwest Field this Saturday. Extra juice this year because of how good these teams are. Navy head coach Brian Newberry.
I think this is the first time since 2017 that the winner of the game wins the Commander-in-Chief Trophy. I think it's only happened five or six times maybe in the history of the Commander-in-Chief Trophy. So, yeah, it's you know, the fact that we're playing a really, really good Army football team. And so I'd rather play an 11-1 conference championship or conference champion Army team than a 6-6 Army team. So it's going to.
And that Army team is good. They're top 10 in many offensive categories in NCAA football. Local college basketball last night, UMBC over Cairn, 103-57. NC State over Coppin State, 66-56. Xavier Big over Morgan State, 119-58. And a sad note here, Cubs Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg announced via Instagram that his cancer had returned and spread to other organs, forcing more intensive treatment. Sandberg, 65 years old, was first diagnosed with prostate cancer in December of 23, but then declared himself cancer-free this past August after treatment. I can't believe that Ryan Sandberg is 65 years old.
Wow.
Time now is 6:37 when we return. Another break-in, this time in the AFC North.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Well, this is a story that we've been hearing over and over again in the NFL and now in the NBA as well. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow's home was broken into during Monday night's game against the Cowboys in the latest home burglary of a pro athlete in the U.S. It's happened to Joe Burrow. It happened to Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, some players in the NBA as well. Bobby Porter, the Milwaukee Bucks. And so, you know, there just comes a moment, a time where, like, do these players not have security systems?
Well, actually, hold on a second. He had actually hired Sports Illustrated swimsuit model Olivia Ponton to house sit and guard his residence.
And that wouldn't distract the robber?
That's a deterrence.
Yeah. You would think.
That, yeah, no reason to go into that house.
I know. Well, there is, but not for robbery. You know, I mean, check her out, man.
I mean, it's just crazy. And we talked about the organized nature of it a couple of weeks ago when the story broke with Mahomes and Kelce.
Yeah, and the one that happened here in on Tufton.
Tufton Road, right.
We never got the names or if they made any arrests in that case, but it is something that it is believed to be gangs, organized criminal gangs out of South America. And now we're seeing they just arrested a guy, a Trendy Aragua, Venezuela gangbanger, in Palm Beach, very close to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, so, there's not a lot of money there.
No, exactly. Right, so. And, of course, he's I don't know if Trump's over there, but Elon Musk is always there, so there's always somebody at the house. So.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, indeed. All right, thanks,
Gary.
Yeah,
Sports Illustrated has this thing on a probably. This is a quote from a Joe Burrow, quote, "Who needs Ring security cameras when you can have an SI model protect your home?"
Yeah, that's a great point.
Okay. It probably was a quote.
Probably.
All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Bill is in Owings Mills.
Morning, Bill.
Hello. How are you? And I want to wish you guys a very happy Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you, Phil.
Same to you.
What I wanted to say was, from what I saw, and let me just preface this by saying, I don't care if he is a Mangione or not. I hope he gets a fair trial.
Yeah.
And from what I've seen on the video is he's pointing a gun. This is pointing a gun at the back of Mr. Thompson. And I have to say this up front. If this is Mr. Mangione, that they can prove that it was him, I have no sympathy for him. I have sympathy for Mr. Brian Thompson.
Yeah.
And what I heard on Channel 45, Fox, was disgusting. From whatever he said in his manifesto, they did a survey. I can't tell you how many people thought it was okay for what this person, if it is, following his credo or manifesto that... because of his grievance against insurance companies, that it was okay to do things like this alleged Mr. Mangione did, to shoot a man in the back, and the man had a wife and two children.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered, that's how depraved people have become today, that it's okay to shoot somebody because you don't...
Yep, it never is. Assassinating or cold-blooded murder is just unacceptable in the society. And
how
you're right.
You
but he's going to get... And all I would say, it was caution, is remember the Olympic Park bomber. Everybody had him guilty, dead to rights, until they didn't. So I want to see facts. I don't want to see a lot of speculation, conspiracy theories, and all this other stuff. I want evidence. I want evidence tying the gun. I want a ballistics test. I want a handwriting analysis that it was his handwriting in the manifesto. Look, there's a lot of stuff that's that he appears guilty, but there's some stuff that have left some questions. So I want to see all of that in a court of law. And I think that's the way we do things.
How would you like your children hearing this kind of crap from people out there? Well, because their daddy or their husband is an insurance agent and people have this kind of hate that it's okay to shoot. How would you like them to hear that?
Well, first off, my children hear it, they would know that that's wrong. It's immoral and it's illegal. And we don't shoot people because we disagree with them or we have a beef with the health. Now, and Bill, thanks for the call, what we're finding out now is that there is, in some circles, whether it's Taylor Lawrence or the Washington Compost,
she's horrible.
She is a horrible human being. And yesterday they hung a banner over the JFX. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I saw a picture.
You know, what was it? Delay, deny, whatever.
Depose.
The book that was referenced in this particular case. And that there are some that are calling Mr. Mangione a hero, if he indeed is guilty of this. They're calling him a hero for murdering a that person in cold blood. So there's something really wrong in our culture, in our society, that someone would feel the need to kill a person over a health insurance policy or issue, and B, that you celebrate that fact. There's a level of depravity that's all new here in the American psyche.
Well, there's a new God in this country, and it's not the Judeo-Christian God. It's a whole different God, and it has to do with the acquisition and maintenance of power and punishing those with whom you disagree. And this is it taken to extremes. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The lanes are open at both the Harbor Tunnels, but with the light rain in the area, the backup already on 895 goes back to Pulaski Highway, and slowly it's working its way back towards Moravia Road. It's all moving, looking at it live right now, going into the tunnel. And now 95, even with the four lanes open, is beginning to slow as you're coming around Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, and then into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So we're just going to be related to all the weather this morning, and the slowdowns will be, you know, just aggravated just a bit as we get underway. Parkville side starting to fill in now on the Beltway. It's already busy after 795 to Frederick Road. BW Parkway didn't look too bad, but there's a lot of traffic in that area south of Arundel Mills. Baltimore County is out with the wreck there at White Marsh Boulevard and the ramp at Philadelphia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM weather channel forecast, it is going to rain most of the day, heavy at times. Windy temperatures are going to drop into the upper 40s by this afternoon. Rain moves out later on this evening. Tomorrow it'll be dry and 42, sunny and 40 on Friday. Right now 56 in Glen Burnie, and it is 54 in Middle River. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
I'm dressed like a chicken.
Yeah.
All right, they're looking at the touchdown eats, the seven most unforgettable NFL stadium dishes of 2024. There's the cotton candy burrito at State Farm Stadium in Arizona.
That sounds disgusting.
He got a 0 out of 10. Yes. At Lucas Oil Stadium, the Indianapolis Colts, the Ringer. Apparently, it is a foot-long corn dog covered in honey and blue Takis crumbs.
No. What the hell is that? No.
Yeah, pass. The Eagles, Lincoln Financial Center, cannoli nachos.
Again, why?
Yeah, why?
Ravens, M&T Bank Stadium, crab pretzel? Got a 0 out of 10?
Those are all right. Sometimes.
I love crab pretzels. But apparently, this one is... not digestible.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go with my son and my son-in-law to the Ravens and Pittsburgh game, and I'm going to make a point of getting a crab pretzel.
Okay, yeah. Let us know how it is.
That's right.
At AT&T Stadium, the Cowboys, oops, all berries waffle. Nobody goes to a football game to eat waffles.
Or honey. Yeah. I'm going back on that one. Who wants you to have your hands all sticky?
Kansas City Chiefs, Arrowhead Stadium, Tom and Jerry's walk-off corn dog. That's another corn dog. Bacon wrapped.
Walks off by itself?
I think you walk off after you eat it. Bacon wrapped brisket dog skewers with sweet and spicy cream cheese, battered and fried with finished with spicy cotton candy. Oh, that's disgusting.
Yes, it really
that's just
is.
Nasty.
Wow.
That's
Seattle Seahawks, Lumen Field, the Versus Dog.
The what?
The Versus Dog is what they're calling it. A variety of hot dogs with an elevated twist. Fans can take a bite out of one of these specialty hot dogs inspired by the opponent's hometown. So, again, this is, I guess they make fun of the other opponent or something. And
on a weekly basis.
On a weekly basis. The Versus Dog. It's the team that you're playing, the opponent.
Well, that's got to take some innovation to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, if the Ravens are playing in Seattle, I guess you get an Edgar Allen and Poe Dog. I'm not sure. Guess what restaurant is making a comeback?
Chi-Chi's.
Yes.
Chi-Chi's, yes.
Yeah, they're coming back now. Of course, the last one I remember was in, what, Timonium, I think.
Wow, yeah, Timonium, it's been a while.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. Right by the light rail.
Yeah, exactly. See, when it comes to food, your memory is ironclad. It really
it's
is.
Amazing.
I had lunch there with Joe Lombardo one time. We were there for 3 hours.
Yeah, well, those lunches with Joe Lombardo happened to elongate by themselves.
Yeah, they did.
Pizza Hut. Right. Pizza Hut just revealed its first location with a drive-thru.
Really?
Yeah. That's the good news. The bad news, it's in Plano, Texas.
Oh, that's a bit of a drive for a slice.
Wendy's key tag is only $3, and it's good for free Frosties all year long. So you spend $3, you get a free Frosty all year long at Wendy's, and part of the proceeds go to charity.
Do you have to use an app?
It does not say. I think you can go right into the store and get your tag there.
Chuck, yeah, you're good to go here, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you want the digital version, you have to use the app. But if you want the physical copy, then you have to go into Wendy's. Any participating Wendy's will do it.
You go to the drive-thru?
Yeah.
Because I ain't going in.
Right. Well, you'll hire somebody to go in for you.
I've got a few minions can handle that.
Yes, you do.
He has minions.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
He's got all sorts of minions. CNN.
Some of them have two eyes.
This is the ultimate insult. CNN has lost the ratings war to the Food Network.
Wow.
More people think it's interesting watching food than CNN.
Well, yes.
There you go. And finally, Nacho Mama's closing up stores in Canton and in Towson, but Mama's on the Half Shell will stay open in Canton and in Foundry Row right here in Owens Mills. So, it's the end of an era. Ever had the Hubcap Margarita?
No.
Oh. Good stuff. No more Hubcap Margaritas at Nacho Mama's.
You go in there, you couldn't even find a place to sit.
Yeah, it was that crowded.
No chairs?
Yeah. And that was when Chuck went. That was
don't be a smart ass.
That's when Chuck went in by himself.
Yes. Well, you'll find a place to sit. Like you normally do when they go in, they put the chair upside down for Bruce.
Oh. Yes. That's when he became a stool pigeon.
Stool pigeon.
All right.
Get this, folks? Write it down because you're going to be a big hit at the next gathering of bad dad jokes.
Use this at your lunch today.
Yes. All right, Chuck. We'll see you in a couple.
Here's a real estate fact for you, folks. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and the great rate they have on their current home. Now, this is not their dream home, but after all, you know, maybe with 3.5-4% a mortgage, and it's kind of hard to walk away from that. Well, what if you were able to find your dream home and have an interest rate in the mid-4s? Would you sell your current home if you said yes? Listen up. Selling your Maryland or lower PA home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. Take it from me. Do not list your home until you've talked with Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, with your home sold guaranteed realty, and here's why. In today's market, you have options as a home seller that were not available 20 years ago. So why list with somebody who is going to use the techniques of 20 years ago in order to sell your home? Vinny Steele is literally on the cutting edge of this industry. It's fascinating to watch him keep moving and pushing the industry forward. He's not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert, called the only agent I would trust to sell my home. Call Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call him right now, 410-709-7515. I mean that right now, 410-709-7515.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
What I would do about you?
All right, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, 6:52. It is 8 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Morning Drive. Ken says, bail should have been set. Come on, maybe you should recuse yourself for obvious reasons. I'm not advocating that bail should be set. I was explaining as to what the bail
process would be.
What the process would be, what the conditions are, and why there was a difference in, again, what the attorney was saying, is that he believes bail should have been set.
But all fairness, it is, look, it is a fact. We work for a company that is owned by the Mangione family. I've never met this particular Mangione. I know just a few, actually, very few. And they have always struck me as straight up good guys.
Yeah, because they are.
Yeah, because they are.
And this is a horrific situation involving one of their family members. I do know Lou, his dad, and I can't imagine what he's going through and his parents. But, you know, if look, this is the process. And he's going to get due process. We don't automatically take people out and lynch them up because they're accused. We have a process that needs to be followed. That's all I'm saying. Let's follow the facts where they lead us. If he's guilty, then he will obviously
do time.
He'll do time, and maybe life in prison without parole. If not, then we'll reach across that bridge when we come to it.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the rain, of course, is having an impact, and it's going to be just overall, it's going to be slow. So far, we have not had any major difficulties on the Beltway, but the morning backups are already there, compounded with the rain. Parkville side, Interloop Green Spring coming down the west side from 795 through Frederick Road. So far, I-97, at least down through the area of Benfield Boulevard and from New Cut Road, the lanes are open there. Have not seen any major problems coming off the Bay Bridge. The data is still showing that we're still okay all the way across towards the ramps at I-97. Baltimore County might still be out with the wreck. They were at White Marsh Boulevard and the ramp at Philadelphia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM Weather Channel forecast, rain most of the day today, heavy at times, windy, and temperatures dropping to upper 40s by this afternoon. And then rain will move out later on this evening. Tomorrow will be dry and cold, high of only 42. Right now, 58 with rain. And for the next hour in Ellicott City, we've got rain and 55 in Stevensville. And you're on The Morning Drive. Coming up at the top of the hour, inside the D.C. Gulag, Jake Lang, who's been in prison for over 1,400 days without a trial, will join us from inside the D.C. Gulag.
Andy Posner was actually nominated by Donald Trump to be his Secretary of Labor back in 2016. Eventually, that nomination got withdrawn, but he has become the CEO of the CKE Group, which includes a couple of fast food restaurants, including Carl's Jr. And he was on Fox Business yesterday. And one of the things he points out is that when it comes to this health care issue, none of us like the escalating health care costs. However, don't blame the health care companies by themselves. Look at where the real culprit is and look at when the prices begin to escalate. They begin to escalate right after they passed Obamacare.
It's the fault of Obamacare,
right,
and regulations that go along with Obamacare. And I think if CEOs were more willing to talk, whether it's the government that they're afraid of or these large investment firms like BlackRock or State Street or Vanguard, CEOs need to get out and speak and explain to the public why they're what the problems that they're facing and why they're seeing what they're seeing.
Yeah, don't do charts. Don't do a big presentation. Just talk to the folks. Say, this is why people get rejected. It is not our decision. This one belongs to Medicare. This one belongs to Obamacare. So that people understand what the system is, because Obamacare has brought these higher prices. Posner says that that CEOs should be talking with the public on a continuing basis about this.
If CEOs would get out and explain more what they're facing, the issues they're facing, and help the American people understand why things are the way they are, instead of being so intimidated by the government or these large financial firms.
Right.
I think that if CEOs got out and spoke, I think that it would calm things down quite a bit.
And don't forget, the government can punish people for speaking out on this kind of circumstance. That's why many CEOs will simply shy away from it. They don't want the heat from the government, because also they have a fiduciary duty to do right by their stockholders. So they don't want to do or say something that brings the attention of government down on their shoulders so that their stock price is impacted and their stockholders are impacted by this. So they're going to be very cautious about this. But Puzzer says, look, it's really important. They just talk to the folks and explain what the hell is going on. And I think that's a reasonable stance to take. Now, he has a very fascinating number here as to how happy we are with our health insurance, and he compares before Obamacare and right now. Listen to this.
While 62% of Americans judged their health care as fair or good in 2009, today that number is 44%. So Obamacare was, you know, was a lie on everything. All of those things were untrue. It is now more expensive, and the care is worse.
From 62% pre-Obamacare to 44%.
A lot of that is due to the fact that you can keep your doctor, which you couldn't.
Right.
And you could keep your insurance policy,
which you couldn't.
Which you couldn't. So he lied. He deceived the American people. Remember how it was passed? Behind closed doors. They bribed people. You had the Louisiana Purchase. You had the Cornhusker kickback, just to name a few, where members of Congress were bribed to sign off and vote. And there was zero Republican input into the bill at all because Pelosi locked us out, jammed it down our throats. We had to pass the bill
to find
out what was in it. And then, so no wonder it's dropped nearly 20 points in the last 15
years.
Dropped
by a third.
Yeah.
If you think about those, it's dropped by a third. That's massive. If you have any other metric and you're running a company where the approval of whatever the thing is you're talking about drops by a third, you're going to be doing a really thorough examination as to whether or not to keep that product line. On this one, the health insurance companies don't have the option. They can't say, well, my God, it's gone from 62 to 44%. Yep. Let's dump that. Well, you can't dump Obamacare. It was forced on you, so live with it.
Well, and again, it really addressed none of the problems that are
exacerbated them
in the healthcare industry. It aggravated, just added more people to a system that was already horrifically broken. And, and that's what we have. It's almost like the immigration system right now. We have laws. Nobody enforces the laws. And now they've broken the immigration system. It's all income free, and nobody is really paying attention to what's going on in the healthcare industry as well.
Our first day, January 20th, what happens?
On day one?
On day one.
Well, we got a number of things. Pardoning of the J6ers.
Yeah.
And that's coming up next, right after the 7 o'clock news. Stick with us.
WCEM Baltimore.
Studio Mike
Top
one.
Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Firefighters in Southern California have yet to contain much of the Franklin fire that's burning west of Los Angeles. City of Malibu spokesman Matt Meyerhoff says it's too soon to know the extent of the damage.
We don't yet have any confirmation on exact levels of damage or total destruction of homes or other structures. We just don't know that. But it is certain that some number of homes are definitely going to be badly damaged.
Audio courtesy of ABC 7 Los Angeles. Some 20,000 residents have evacuated their homes. The man accused of killing United Healthcare's CEO had to be restrained by sheriff officials as he entered a Pennsylvania courtroom. At a brief hearing yesterday, Luigi Mangione's defense lawyer said his client objects to being extradited to New York for trial. He was denied bail after prosecutors said the 26-year-old suspect was too dangerous to be released. President-elect Trump is promising expedited federal permits for energy projects and other construction worth more than $1 billion. But the idea is likely to run into regulatory and legislative hurdles, including a landmark law that requires federal agencies to consider the environmental impact before deciding on major projects. The latest Consumer Price Index will be released later this morning. Even if there's a mild increase in inflation, many analysts don't think it will be enough to discourage the Federal Reserve from cutting its key interest rate next week. A check on Dow futures, which are down 33 points this morning. NASDAQ futures are up by 41. More at townhall.com.
Anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on?
Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money, but if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they love it. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Call now. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Five.
Good morning. It's 7:03 Wednesday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long with Chuck Whitaker.
Baltimore County Fire said they were heading to a report of an accident. Haven't seen it yet. I-95, the initial report said right after the airport cutoff at I-195 between there and the Howard County line. Traffic still moving okay. May change once the equipment gets there. So heads up, southwest side around the Howard County and the Baltimore County line. We've been looking at what appears to be an incident on 895 southbound near the ramp at Shell Road as you're coming out of the toll plaza at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Whatever it was must have cleared itself. It's just now released, so it looks like it might have been a broken down vehicle at that ramp. Very quickly back to normal there. Both the tunnels have delays with the rain as you're moving south, but right now all the lanes are open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still dealing with some rain today ahead of that cold front. Heavy rain at times. Breezy, getting cooler later this afternoon. Temperatures falling into the upper 40s. Dry tomorrow, 42. Friday, sunshine, 40 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, you're taking a look at temperatures that are moderate to wet. This is the best way of looking at it. Baltimore has 57 degrees. It's raining there. Ellicott City, 58 degrees, and it's raining there as well. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore, a very popular Baltimore restaurant, is going to be closing two of its locations in January. Nacho Mama's announced yesterday on social media that it's closing its locations in Canton and Towson. The restaurants will close January 12. Their sister restaurants, Mama's of the Half Shell in Canton and Owings Mills, will remain open. Maryland's Attorney General Anthony Brown says a federal judge blocking the merger of the Kroger and Albertsons grocery store is a victory for consumers. In February, Brown, the Federal Trade Commission, and a bipartisan coalition of states announced the filing of a lawsuit challenging the merger. Brown says, had the merger gone forward, the supermarkets would have had no reason to offer lower prices than their main competitor, making it harder for Maryland's families to put food on their table. Maryland Delegate Nina Mangione has postponed a fundraising event at his cousin Luigi's arrest after his cousin Luigi's arrest for the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione, who is running for a seat in the Baltimore County Council, posted a message on his campaign's Facebook page saying because of the nature of the situation involving his cousin, he does not believe it's appropriate to hold his fundraising event this week. Fourth suspect has been sentenced to the 2021 murder of an Israeli man who was visiting Baltimore to attend a wedding. 19-year-old William Holloman was sentenced to life in prison with all but 50 years suspended. He was involved in the attack on Ephraim Gordon when he was shot in the chest during an attempted robbery on Ford's Lane in Park Heights. This Israeli was here for a wedding. It's 7:06 WCBM. Stein on Sports is next.
It is now time to pre-plan and schedule your holiday parties and events. Hi, this is Italo, your host of Libertors in Bel Air. There is no place better than Libertors to hold your holiday parties or event. Call me and we can help you plan your holiday parties or business event with customized menus to meet your needs. Hold your party in Libertors' spacious party room where Libertors can bring the food and drink to any location of your choice. Visit us at 562 Baltimore Pike or for more info, Google Liberatores Restaurant in Bel Air.
Stop. Do not wait. Do not wait until it's too late. Crestlock.com specializes in transponder keys and remotes for most cars. Do not wait until you lose your last key or remote before you get a duplicate. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800. That's 410-256-7800. And ask for Ashley. Or stop into our state-of-the-art showroom at 10015 Plaski Highway and get your transponder key or spare remote today at Crestlock.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A new era dawning in Orioles baseball with a couple of free agent signings yesterday. Colton Cowser was at the podium in Dallas as the baseball winter meetings continue, talking about the addition of new power-hitting outfielder Tyler O'Neill.
Very excited. You know, I got to see a lot of him this year. He's got a lot of pop. You know, he had a good approach, and, you know, I'm really excited. I think he's going to bring a lot of diversity for us in the outfield, and, you know, I'm looking forward to getting to know him as a, not just as a player, but as a human.
Cowser finishing second to Luis Gil for American League Rookie of the Year in 2024. Free agent news yesterday in baseball, left-hander Max Fried to the Yankees. 8 years, $218 million. It's the largest contract to a southpaw in MLB history. With the playoffs almost a certainty and an outside shot at the division, the Ravens get back to work today with an eye on defense. That is maintaining the unit's improvement from over the last 3 weeks. Here's defensive coordinator Zach Orr looking for more.
Yeah, I think so. I think we definitely improved. I think we definitely got better. It's good to see it start showing up in games. Guys have always worked hard. Obviously, we tweaked some stuff with personnel, with scheme and communication. But I still think there's a whole other level we can get to, man. Like, we're just getting started where we need to be at.
Ravens now a 15-point favorite over the Giants. Army-Navy on Saturday, Northwest Field in Landover. What the game means to Navy head coach Brian Newberry.
Well, for me, it's an honor and a privilege just to be a part of it. And so it's a great responsibility. Obviously, I want to make sure that we're as well as we possibly can be, and I feel like we are, and still have some preparation throughout the rest of this week.
But. Greatest college football day of the year. Coming up at 7:35, a new low in Dallas. And that is Stein on Sports.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. As we head just 2 weeks until Christmas, it is important you keep in mind and remember the J6 prisoners, some of whom have been incarcerated since day one. And recently on Meet the Press, President Trump told Kristen Welker that on day one of his administration, he will be issuing pardons for the J6 prisoners.
I'm going to look at everything. We're going to look at individual cases, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm going to be acting very quickly.
Within your first 100 days, first day?
First day. Yeah, I'm looking for
issue
day.
These pardons.
These people have been there, how long is it? 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
You know, by the way, they've been in there for years, and they're in a filthy, disgusting place that shouldn't even be allowed to be open.
Yeah. One of those political prisoners, Jake Lang, has been incarcerated for 1,422 days. He joins us now from inside the MDC in Brooklyn, one of the world's worst prisons, in the shadows of the Statue of Liberty. Jake, good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Jake. Jake, are you there? We may have lost Jake again. The phone service is spotty, I guess, between here and there.
Yeah, we were having some technical difficulties early on, and then there was a delay. Jake, are you there? Can you hear us?
No, I think not.
Well, maybe Jake will reestablish here in just a moment. So, Jake, just butt on in as soon as you can hear us. Or
the caller has disconnected the line.
Okay, well, we're apparently.
Yeah. And look, this happens a lot when he does these interviews, and it's not the caller that's disconnected the line, it's the federal government.
Yeah.
That's who's disconnected the line, folks. They don't like them doing these interviews. So the game that they play is they don't deny them the interview. They just make the interview very difficult to connect.
That's going to stop real soon.
Yeah, it's going to stop in 40 days.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. But let me just read some of... Jake has been in since day one, 1,422 days. And it's just incredible. He has basically survived over 20 months of solitary confinement, 22 hours a day inside an 8x10 cell, and credits all his strength and perseverance to God. Jake talks boldly about Christianity and remaining faithful through this persecution. Jake Lang is a firebrand that speaks passionately about the Constitution and the American fight of liberty versus tyranny. He's most famous for the actions he took on J6 on the steps of the Capitol, where a woman named Roseanne Boyland was killed in Jake's arms as he tried to save her from a stampede the Capitol Police caused. Jake also was heroically pictured on the video saving the life of a black man on the steps of the Capitol named Philip Anderson. Both Philip and another man, Tommy Tatum, have signed court-sworn affidavits claiming Jake saved their lives. The video of Jake saving Philip has gone ultra-viral, was the center focus of his documentary that has been seen by millions. And you can see that at patriotprisoner.com. That is the website there. And, of course, I don't know if he's going to be able to reconnect in time for us here today, but I did think it important. We try at least to get Jake on the air with us this morning, and we try at least because in 40 days, look, they are still tracking down people who were present that day. Hundreds of cases. This Matthew Graves it reminds me of the Spanish Inquisition. He doesn't care. He's just going after you. If you're on the Capitol within that geofencing perimeter, he's coming after you, and he wants to put as many people in jail as possible. On day one, I certainly hope President-elect Trump fires Matt Graves and the rest of the U.S. attorneys that abuse their power as well.
1,420 days. That's clearly unreasonable. 713, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Right, so I saw the fire department going south on 95. They were down past the ramp at the airport cutoff and towards Howard County. I don't know if they found anything. I've looked up and down the road several areas through there and have not spotted any backup so far. Back to the airport cutoff, I'm looking at the ramp here where 895 joins in 295 in Howard County, and the pace is still good. But they may be in the area, so just a heads up, not a big backup right now. The rain is definitely slowing the pace on the Beltway in the usual areas. JFX at the city-county line is still good. We're backed up. And again, it's pretty much the normal delays, just compounded with the rain, heavy and slow, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Weather Channel forecast, it is going to be a rainy day today, heavy at times, windy, and the temps are going to drop to the upper 40s by this afternoon. Rain moves out tonight, and a cold front moves in right in back of it. We're going to be dry and 42 tomorrow, sunny and 40 on Friday. Right now it's raining and 57 in Pikesville and 58 in Ellicott City. And time for our MAGA movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Again, just a postscript to, unfortunately, we were not able to reconnect with Jake Lang inside one of the gulags in America today. Well, maybe we'll do it before Christmas and try it again. But he has it's incredible what he's had to endure. And yet, we've talked to him before here on the show, and he is very inspirational.
Yeah.
Most guys would be bitter, as you might imagine.
Yes.
The mission is simple. Justice for the J6ers. That justice can, at this point, only come from the pardons President Trump has promised. And as you just heard, President Trump is going to pardon Jake Lang in the very near future and within 40 days. So hopefully that will come sooner rather than later. Today, of course, we did hear that Kimberly Guilfoyle has been appointed to the ambassador of Greece. And that is good news. All right, we're going to suspend the MAGA update here for just a second because we now have Jake Lang back with us from inside the MDC in Brooklyn. Jake, are you there?
Yeah, Sean, Bruce, good morning, guys. God bless you.
Good morning.
It's been a long journey, and we're coming home.
Yes, we are. And you will be too in 40 days. 1,422 days. People still can't believe that you have been incarcerated that long without a trial. Please tell our listeners why you have not seen the inside of a courtroom.
Well, for you listeners out there, you know, my name's Jake Wright. I'm a January 6th political prisoner. I've been held hostage by the deep state cabal. The Democrats and the Joe Biden era regime have withheld all of our constitutional rights from us, cruel and unusually punishing us, suspending our trials without a speedy trial right, giving us fair, or unfair and partial juries, prejudice and bias in Washington, D.C. jail. So the entire Constitution, our Bill of Rights, has really been suspended for the Jan Sixers. They used the Patriot Act, calling us domestic terrorists, and attacking our character in the J6 Select Committee and calling us insurrectionists. And so we've really been dragged through the mud for 4 years now. And if it wasn't for Donald Trump coming back into office, I fear that this incredible tyranny, this persecution, this witch hunt of American citizens, good conservative men and women, would last for decades more.
Yeah, 1,420 days is almost four full years. It's 3 years and 9/10, actually. I have to break that into 12ths, but in order to make it, you know, fully understandable. But in other words, you're just about at 4 years. But it looks like you're going to be seeing a pardon on January 20th, one of the very first things Donald Trump does following taking the oath of office. Do you have any contact with the other individuals there in prison with you?
Of course, yeah, we're very well connected. We run the January 6th Legal Fund and the J6 Commissary Fund, and you know, we're connected to every hundreds of January 6ers that are incarcerated. We take care of them every month, and you know, if you guys want to donate to that fund, by the way, that's sponsorj6.com, the letter J, the number 6, sponsorj6.com. And so we're hearing messages from people, complete elation, you know, overjoyed, 4 years of suffering and like this kind of desolate experience with no end in sight have now come to an abrupt end. God has delivered, and he's showing us his strong arm is, you know, more than able. And
I think Jake has just been taken off again.
Jake?
I think he's just been taken off again, Sean. Somehow the line has magically been disconnected mid-sentence.
Yeah, so that is unfortunate. It really is, because we did want to ask him about Roseanne Boylan and Philip Anderson, but you know, it's this is the way they play games inside the prison system and the federal prison system. And this is, he's not at the D.C. Gulag; he's at the Metro Detention Center, Correction Center in Brooklyn, and that's what he can see. So he obviously has been disconnected. So it is good to hear his voice.
Yeah, following our assumption, by the way, if this is indeed the authorities disconnecting somebody mid phone call, wow, that is an infraction of the law in and of itself.
Yeah, well, good luck proving it. See, that's the problem.
True. Yeah.
Happened. He was 25 when he was arrested. He's now 29. He is the founder of the, if you're interested in following him, it's www.blessednews.com. He has produced the number one viewed video ever on Rumble, a documentary called The Truth About January 6th. It now has 2 million views. And I would recommend that you view that if you can. We're going to continue with the MAG update when we come back here in just a moment. But it is a reminder that we do have a big concert coming up in April at the Lyric.
Yeah.
And two legendary Motown acts, the Temptations and the Four Tops, are going to be in town. Your chance to win a pair of tickets right now to see them Friday, April 18th, 2025, with their 40th anniversary tour. They'll be celebrating 60 years of the Temptations smash iconic hit, My Girl. Reserve seats go on sale this Friday morning, December 13th at 10 a.m. Tickets available at etix.com and at the Lyric box office. And right now, if you're the first caller at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, you will be the winner of the pair of tickets to see the Temps and the Tops at the Lyric this coming April. And good luck. Call now here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A man on
things are bad. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Feeling all right.
7:22, coming up on 23 minutes, half the hour, in an update with Chuck Whitaker on traffic. And we got more in the MAG updates. Possibility we may reconnect with Jake Lang before the bottom of the hour as well. So stay with
us. We'll give it a try. 7:23 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in Harford County, and several lanes are blocked and might be closed. We're waiting for an update on Route 1 up in the area of Route 136 in northern Harford County. So local traffic there heads up till we get the official word that the roadway is blocked completely. The new wreck coming out of Elk Ridge is on Route 1 northbound at Washington Boulevard near the ramp at 895. So right there at the river as you're coming north of Levering Road. Keep an eye out for the activity there. Didn't find anything. They've kind of just scratched it now from I-95 after the airport cutoff. But I did see a slowdown. It's very much slow. Might be a problem here. 95 south after Route 32. It looks like there may be an incident between 216 and the ramp at 198. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says rain most of the day, heavy at times, and temperatures dropping into the upper 40s by this afternoon. Rain will move out later on tonight into tomorrow, where it'll be dry and cold, 42. Right now, it is rain and 58 in 756 in Parkville. And once again, we're going to try Jake Lang inside the MDC in Brooklyn. Jake, are the phones that bad in the MDC? Or is somebody playing games?
There is some type of problem happening here, and actually I've been recently transferred out of MDC Brooklyn. I'm back in the Washington, D.C. Jeff Gulag, the same prison that Donald Trump was talking about this past Sunday when he was giving an interview on NBC saying that the place is disgusting, it's filthy, I don't know how people are housed there. I'm in that prison.
All right, so you're back in the D.C. gulag, away from MDC. And that's the game they also play. They keep transferring the J6 political prisoners all over the federal correction system. You tried to save the life of Roseanne Boylan that day after she was trampled and beaten with nightsticks by a D.C. Metro cop. You saved Philip Anderson, your actions were heroic, and yet they threw the book at you. And why do you think? Are they trying to make an example out of you, Jake?
Of course, the January 6ers represent in this country the 1776 spirit of standing up against tyranny. And all of the January 6ers have been made an example of. They wanted to chill other American citizens' willingness to ever protest or exercise their rights or stand up. And so people like me that are figureheads of the community and other Jan Sixers like the founders of the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers have been absolutely slaughtered in the courtroom. Some of them given 22 years in prison, like Enrique Tarrio. And this is a miscarriage of justice. So they're doing everything they can, both in the courtroom and then inside the prison system, to try to silence us, like you said, shifting us around from prison to prison. That's called diesel therapy. It's a form of torture. And so it's basically a spiritual warfare. If they can grind you down and break you, that's what the devil wants the most, to crush the resolve of a man. And so we've leaned on God this entire time and really been able to come together as a community of broken families and patriots and stand up against this. And look what we did on November 5th. I mean, the American people have spoken.
Jake, one of the charges that keep being floated by people on the political left is Donald Trump deliberately contacted everybody and said, quick, go riot at the Capitol. Are you aware of any contact between the president, the incoming president, and any of the individuals with whom you are sharing prison space?
Of course not. No, and I've shared prison space with both Stuart Rhodes and Enrique Tarrio, the founder of the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys, respectively. And they had no such order from the president, you know, either publicly said or privately. This was a peaceful protest. We showed up to redress a grievance with our government, and we were ambushed and attacked by deep state insurgents, federal assets, and the Capitol Police. And they killed four people that day at the Capitol, and we didn't kill any Capitol Police officers, and four unarmed Americans lost their life. So this was a purposely orchestrated event to paint Donald Trump and his supporters as domestic terrorists, and all patriots and Christians and conservatives as domestic terrorists. They got what they wanted for 4 years. They were able to convince the American people, and even some of our, you know, spineless members of Congress and the GOP turned their back on us, and it seemed all was lost for a while, but earlier this year we started to really win back. Donald Trump started to speak out against our persecution and say that this was a two-tiered justice system, and everything was rigged against us and we never got a fair shake. So the tide has turned, and I believe that we're going to emerge here, you know, well-respected patriots that have kind of been through the gauntlet and, you know, been tried and true.
You know, Jake, there's an Inspector General's report at the Justice Department on how many federal assets were on the ground that day. It is estimated it could be as high as 200, but the Inspector General kept that under wraps before the election. They promised to reveal it after the election, but here we are now, you know, a month after the election, and still no report. Do you think you'll be vindicated by this report as to how many federal agents were on the ground that day, basically igniting, sparking these kinds of behaviors and arrests?
Again, we've lost him.
Yeah.
All right,
we lost him again. Boy, we got a really nice phone system in the D.C. Gulag, don't we? That's just amazing. And it's interesting, very interesting question. I asked about the feds on the ground that day, and all of a sudden, the line goes dead.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got a chance to hear him. You can help him out. We'll give you that that website. They basically they have a commissary fund that you can help you know, send them if you want to send them some Christmas candy or whatever the case may be. I'll get you the website on that because these guys are going to be spending, and it'll be Jake's fourth Christmas inside the D.C. Gulag or the MDC. So, again, we should remember the J6 political prisoners at Christmas time because they have 40 days to go in their captivity. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. A fourth suspect has been sentenced in the 2021 murder of an Israeli man who was visiting Baltimore to attend a wedding. 19-year-old William Hollerman was sentenced to life in prison with all but 50 years suspended. And the judge also requested that he be sent to the Patuxent Youth Program. Hollerman was 16 years old when Ephraim Gordon was shot in the chest during an attempted robbery on Ford's Lane in Park Heights. Atherton County Police arrested a D.C. man in connection with the burglaries of seven businesses at the Crossroads Shopping Center in Pasadena. Officers called to the scene of a break-in at King's Cleaners on Jumpers Hole Road overnight Monday. A suspect took off in a stolen car with tags from another vehicle. Police spotted the car in Prince George's County. Three suspects bailed from the vehicles, but police were able to catch 26-year-old Kendall Walton, and he is facing second-degree burglary, auto theft, and gun charges. Baltimore City School Board has announced announced its plan for finding a new city schools CEO by July 2026. During a presentation on Tuesday, Board Chair Robert Sally says a national search firm will be contracted in the recruitment effort, and there will be community input. A Baltimore restaurant, a very popular Baltimore restaurant, is going to be closing two of its locations in January. Nacho Mama's announced on social media yesterday that it's closing locations in Canton and Towson. Restaurants will close January 12, but their sister restaurants, Mama's on the Half Shell in Canton and Owings Mills, will remain open. The McCusker family says the decision has not been easy, and they are grateful to have served the community for more than three decades. And Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown says a federal judge blocking the merger of Kroger and the Albertsons grocery stores is a victory for consumers. In February, Brown, the FTC, and a bipartisan coalition of sister states announced the filing of a lawsuit challenging that merger. It's 7:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 250, your pick 4, 6684. And now, 7:33, Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
All right, so there was a minor accident, I-95 near Powder Mill Road. They were looking at that. That is now cleared. So the backup at Powder Mill Road, 198, 216, now going south on 95 is getting better. And it's loosened up as well at Route 32. I-97 now, southbound, begins to slow. Benfield Boulevard moving down to Route 32. It gets better after the bridge at 178. We're looking at the slowing now for the traffic on 895, and they're going into the tunnel, but it's slow, and I hope this truck that just went into the tunnel, one of the emergency trucks just went, he doesn't have his lights on, so maybe it's just a routine check. But 895 is slow going into the tunnel, and right next door, all four lanes are still moving, and so far it's just a normal heavy traffic compounded with the rain on 95 southbound. Big wreck, northern Harford County, Route 1 is affected in the area at Route 136. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still dealing with some rain today ahead of that cold front. Heavy rain at times. Breezy, getting cooler later this afternoon. Temperatures falling into the upper 40s. Dry tomorrow, 42. Friday, sunshine, 40 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial pound 250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So, a legitimate question here with the Tyler O'Neill and Gary Sanchez signings. Is this only the beginning? Is this actually a new era of Orioles baseball where the Birds will be competitive players in the free agent market? Mike Elias talking about the future potential for this team.
We've had a lot of things leading to, you know, increased spending, and it's been pretty continual the last few years, but this is another step forward. The rebuild emerging from that, having all the infrastructure in place and the farm system in place, now we're focusing on the major league payroll, and we're having winning seasons, and the fans are coming back. But obviously, the robust new ownership group that has taken over are extremely supportive.
I love to hear that. The robust new ownership group, that is music to Orioles fans' ears. And speaking of a new era, how about the left field fence being moved in? Even the lefty bat of Colton Cowser looking forward to it.
I like it. It feels like it's a little bit more attainable over there in left center. And, you know, get the approach back fastball timing back through the middle of the field a little bit rather than, you know, a little bit to right center. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a little different on defense, but, you know, that's something challenging I'm looking forward to.
Elsewhere, Max Fried is a Yankee, and he's a rich one at that. In fact, the richest lefty in MLB history, 8 years, $218 million. Four-game season for the Ravens now remains, beginning with the Giants on Sunday. Rashad Bateman only worries about the task at hand.
We all worry about the playoffs, but we're not worried about, you know, what game is going to get us there and the losses and this and that. We just worry about winning and, you know, changing our best and being our best.
15-point favorite the Ravens are in northern New Jersey this weekend. Local college basketball, Ace Valentine was on fire last night. The UMBC point guard out of Mount St. Joe, 10 of 11 from the field. Career high, 23 points. UMBC big over Karen, 103-57. Elsewhere, Coppin State played him tough but fell to NC State, 66-56. Morgan beaten at Xavier, 119-58. High school basketball, St. Francis opened defense of their Baltimore Catholic League crown with a resounding 78-53 win over John Carroll last night. Carter Fisk led Nick Miles Club with 17. It was the first loss of the year for the Patriots. The time now is 7:37. When we return, it's too bad for Dallas.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
So I have to admit there's some schadenfreude here, because not only do I despise the Cleveland Browns, I also despise the Dallas Cowboys. Mm. So the question is, at 5-8...
Really? We have something in common then.
Yeah, one thing in common, Sean. So the question is, at 5-8, and off that embarrassing defeat at the hands of the Bengals on Monday night, that block punt that they touched and all that stuff, how low have the Cowboys sunk, right?
How low?
Well, here's how low they've sunk. I'm glad you asked. They play the Carolina Panthers this weekend. The Dallas Cowboys are not favored over the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers are a one-point favorite over the Cowboys, and this game is at home. It's in Carolina,
right?
So they're a one-point favorite. But this is the first time since Week 15 of the 2022 season that the Carolina Panthers have been favored in any game, and they're favored over the Dallas Cowboys this Sunday.
America's team.
Trap game. Yeah. That's Vegas trying to mess through their head.
Yeah. That's fine, yeah. But still, sends you a message that the Cowboys ain't your dad's Cowboys.
Yep, they're a long way from it.
Good news.
All right, that is great news. Thank you, Gary. Sheila Scott is the winner of our Temps and Tops ticket. So, big concert coming up at the Lyric in April. Can't wait for that. Legendary Motown groups and the 60th anniversary of My Girl. Tickets go on sale this Friday, but we have more tickets for you tomorrow and Friday as well to give away right here on The Morning Drive.
One of my favorite analogies, Sean, is when somebody says, when dealing with an issue, you actually say you have to stop the leaking in the boat first. I mean, you've heard it in every way. You can't keep bailing a boat with a teaspoon if there's a large hole in the bottom. But in any fashion, it's said that that anecdote holds true when it comes to the border as well. Here's Tom Holman.
You gotta plug the hole. You can't keep on bailing water out of the boat and let the hole be open. You gotta plug that hole first, then we can bail the water. But look, it's going to take congressional action. President Trump shouldn't have to do executive orders and everything to secure this nation and protect our sovereignty. He will if he has to, but Congress needs to finally step up and fix this problem once and for all.
Yeah, they do. And, of course, there are programs out there and proposals out there that would do that. And now that there's a majority of Republicans both in the House and the Senate, maybe they'll bring back the proposal from a couple of years ago that would have gone through the Senate had Charlie Schumer let it go through the Senate. Now, that conversation, by the way, with Holman took place in Chicago. He's in Chicago.
Got a hero's welcome yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. The citizens love him. Now, the mayor may be a bit lukewarm on him, but the citizens love him.
I'm here to talk to a bunch of people here and find out what exactly is going on the ground. I was already in Texas. I'm working with Governor Abbott. I've had a meeting last week with the National Sheriff's Association, worked with sheriffs across the country. I'm here in Chicago to speak to some groups here, some black pastors who have concerns about what illegal immigration has done to their community. So we're already on the ground in Chicago. We're going to fix this up as quick as we can. We're not waiting for January 20th. I'm working now.
Yeah, there's no reason to wait until January 20th. I met the guy a number of times. The Federation for American Immigration Reform has an annual event, and I bumped into Tom a number of times. The guy's a bulldog.
Yeah.
You know, he's the kind of attitude you like to have.
You do not want to get in his way.
No.
That's for sure.
You know, he has the attitude toward fixing this that the king has toward running the ball down the field. Pretty much what you're looking at. There are a number of people who've testified in front of the Senate on that this coming week. For example, there's Jacqueline Molina.
I stand with all the mothers and fathers who are going through this, Lake and Riley's family, Jocelyn Nangare's family, all of them. We are all united by the same tragedies. But that could have been prevented. Biden and the Harris administration failed us completely.
Yeah.
Completely. And now, I'm losing hope.
Yeah, don't lose hope now because January 20th is around the corner. Patty Morin, who of course is another of the moms who lost her daughter, has gone through some of the stats and she presented them to the Senate yesterday.
In order to prepare for this hearing, I was actually looking at statistics over the last couple of days. And most of the rape and murder statistics by illegal immigrants are actually against children.
Yeah.
And to me, that's astounding. I don't know how many people here have children or grandchildren, but can you imagine your 8, 7, 8, 9-year-old daughter being forcibly raped by a stranger? Sometimes multiple times.
Yeah. Democrats don't care. They just don't care. So we're going to have to fix it.
Yeah. Soon. One would hope very, very soon.
Three big events that broke in the last 24 hours. One, Supreme Court in a ruling authored by Justice Alito, 5-4 decision, making it tougher for illegals to fight their deportation proceedings. So that's number one.
That's a big one.
Number two, San Diego just passed by a 3-1 vote. They made themselves a super sanctuary city. The problem there.
Sell that to the taxpayers.
The problem there is the sheriffs are in charge of enforcing the law in San Diego County, so on and so forth. The sheriffs are saying, you know, we're going to uphold our constitutional oath. And the third thing, we should debate and discuss this at some point. The state of Missouri just passed a bounty program. They're offering $1,000 to any tip in rewards that leads to the arrest and deportation of an illegal alien in the state of Missouri.
It's a great idea, I think.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
It's a wonderful idea. 743, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Yeah, we do. 410 WCBM 680. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the threes.
They brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We knew it would happen sooner or later, and here's the wreck. Outer loop between Liberty Road and the bridge at Windsorville Road, and right now it looks like only the right lane is getting by, and that back up, of course, all the way back beyond 795 southbound, gonna have a hard time as well. So this might be a single lane for a little while here till they sort everything out. So this is going to be a big delay, and of course now the inner loop is starting to look at it and they're slowing, and of course it's raining on top of that, so a big mess there. Conowingo Road up in Harford County near 136, still some lane blockage there. They're working on a wreck that actually was affecting some of the traffic both sides of the roadway. If you're down in that area around Elk Ridge, there was an accident earlier on Route 1 northbound right at the bridge at 895. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, belts, hoses, and antifreeze. You'll get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast, wet Wednesday in store. Most of the day, heavy rain, at times windy. Temperatures will drop into the upper 40s by this afternoon. Rain moves out later tonight. Tomorrow, cold front moves through. Sunny, dry, 42. Sunny and 40 on Friday. Rain and 58 in Severn. It's 56 and rain in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Once again, our prize today, we've got a pair of tickets to any of the Horizon Cinemas in the area. And, of course, they're spread out throughout the year, of course. They are in Aberdeen, Marley Station in Anne Arundel County, also in Falston. And that's good for any show, including Wicked. You can book a party or an event, any location at Horizon Cinemas. Our contestant today, James in Towson. Good morning, James.
Morning, James.
Good morning.
All right, James, would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Last, please.
All right, listen carefully. We're drawing inspiration from Doge as they focus in on where they can cut in government. One of these stories is fake news. It is not true. Here you go. Story one. The National Institutes of Health gave $5 million to the Oregon Health and Science University to study if finches slurred their songs when alcohol was in their systems. The birds were given white grape juice spiked with booze, which impacted their singing ability. Story two. NIH funded over $240,000 to study the impact of cocaine on honeybees at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. With cocaine in their system, the bees were more likely to dance, according to researchers, although maybe not to the Macarena. And story three, the National Institutes of Health gave $1.2 million to see... Oh, sorry. That was the wrong story.
Oh, I see. Oh,
now we file a grievance.
Oh, I see. That's it, yeah. Where's the shop story?
My papers were stuck together. My apologies.
Uh-huh.
Story three.
How's that? Sticky papers.
Yes. The NIH awarded $259,000 to the University of South Carolina to let students at the university eat the Constitution as a way to see if they could supplement their diets with fiber. All right. Story one, drunken finches. Story two, bees on cocaine. Or story three, students in South Carolina eat the Constitution to study fiber. All right. We'll start with Mr. Chuck.
Okay.
Well, I know the 14th Amendment is hard to pass.
It did pass.
I understand, but it was hard to pass. And if you chewed it up correctly, it still would be hard to pass.
The ERA, apparently, would not, impossible to pass.
Yeah. I'll go with that. Three, please.
All right, one for three. Kristen?
Yeah, it's scary that two of these are true, but I think I'll go with Chuck.
Okay, Kristen goes with Chuck. Bruce?
Chuck is our highly esteemed leader on this one, Sean.
Yeah, he's an expert on fiber and the diet.
Yeah, and if only they could ingest some of the concepts in the Constitution while so doing, but no, that's fake news.
And James and Towson.
Let's make it unanimous. Number three, please.
James makes it unanimous. Story one, drunken finches. Yeah, that is a true story. Story two, bees on cocaine. Do you wonder where they get their cocaine from? Hunter Biden?
He left it behind.
It's a federal program.
They found a lot of beeswax in the White House that one day. That's a true story. Story three is our fake news story of the day. So congratulations, James. You are a winner. We'll put you on hold today to get your prize. And Chuck was right when he said the 14th Amendment was hard to pass.
Okay.
All right.
I do.
He's always right. He's always right.
Yeah, some things you do.
I have an update if you'd like it.
I would love an update from you, Chuck.
Gosh, yes.
Any golden pearls of wisdom you can drop on the traffic situation are welcome.
I don't have any pearls, but I have a few diamonds. They're all in Gwynns Falls Park. The outer loop accident at the bridge at Windsor Mill Road is cleared now, so it looks like all the lanes are back open. I'm not sure if they're going to be moving just south of there to the shoulder, but we're still backed up to 795, but at least we're on the move once again.
See how he did that?
Yeah.
He used the term backed up, and we were discussing fiber.
I know, yeah.
The brilliance of this man.
It's
knows no bounds.
No bounds.
I would say this. Get the janitorial service. Keep the plunger ready.
All right, thank you, Chuck. Coming up on 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Joining me right now is Mike Kinnett of Pro Status Financial. And Mike is a financial planner, estate planning attorney, with a master's in tax and four-time Amazon bestselling author. He is now celebrating 20 years helping couples prepare for retirement with offices in Hanover, Towson, and North Bethesda. Call Mike 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com online. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good morning. And I would go out further on that hard to pass. Perhaps parts of it, if you actually read it, were hard to swallow in the first place.
Yes, very good. A new poll by YouGov found that the cost of living is at the top of the list, stopping folks from reaching the American dream this year, 2025. Now, how can we keep our current lifestyle in retirement with everything costing more?
Well, I think you have to have a sound financial plan. I mean, I know it sounds like a broken record, but that's always the start. But create the income streams that you're going to need. And obviously, when you have, you know, 10% inflation like we did a couple of years ago and the aftermath that we have now, you have to have additional reserves set aside. So create the income streams you're going to need, Social Security, if you're lucky to have a pension, perhaps an annuity, Treasury, something for a secure income stream for the income that you have to have. Have a safe bucket of money for when the markets are down so you can draw when inflation is high, and have a bucket of money in equities to help keep pace and ahead of inflation over time. So to me, that's a smart way to go. And also, I mean, the simplest thing, stop paying taxes. Get off the tax hamster wheel. If you take that 20 to 30% you're losing off to taxes every year, that's a huge buffer against inflation.
Now, we're not talking about the Hunter Biden way of stop paying taxes. You're talking about doing it legally. How so?
Yeah. Well, I mean, everything from Roth IRAs to using cash value life insurance. I mean, heck, even muni bonds can be tax-free if you do them correctly. So there's lots of different strategies. There's, for people who are charitable-minded, you use charitable remainder trust to offset income taxes. There's all sorts of things you can do. But it's just, you know, start to sit down with somebody who understands tax strategies. But absolutely legal. Absolutely legal. Unless your dad's a president who can pardon you, you want to do it legally.
Mike and Ed, Brostad Financial. If you're 55 or older and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement, first, congratulations to you. Now, do what the wealthy do. Have a written financial plan for retirement that includes a tax plan, a plan to protect and grow your life savings, and a guaranteed income plan. The team at ProStatus Financial can do it all, and it's complimentary. Just call 866-597-1040 or find them online, ProStatusFinancial.com. As always, Mike, thank you so much, and we'll talk again next week.
Have a great one.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:52, 8 minutes now away from the hour of 8 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey. Come on to the top of the hour. The search for Baltimore County Executive is on Fuego. Newt weighs in on the statue of Trump in Paris.
He is a mythic character.
And then drones over Jersey. What the hell is going on in Jersey with all these drones? I have a theory.
Oh.
We'll share that with you here in just a second. And as soon as Chuck has finished sharing his traffic theories with you at great length.
Chuck, would you like to share?
No, not really.
Okay, then.
Well, I get paid to do it.
So you get paid to share.
That usually has a different title to it when you're paid to share certain things. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
It's
Chuck.
A new service we're starting called Traffic Share.
Traffic Share.
I'll give it to you and you pay me. Not a bad idea.
Not a problem.
Southbound I-97, there's a new wreck right after New Cut Road. Here comes the fire department down on the right shoulder, so heads up for that. And already it's backing up there. So anybody south of Route 100 coming down from Quarterfield Road, definitely be on the lookout for it. The backup very quickly is growing through that area. Again, it looks like most of the accident vehicles are gone from the outer loop before the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. That accident was there long enough to create a pretty good sized backup. As you're coming south, they have moved everybody. But again, I'm not sure if they just moved them to the shoulder south of Windsor Mill Road. Here comes some more wreckers down through that area on the right side. So I would think they might still be there. And it's raining and it's dank and it's a mess over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, rain most of the day today, heavy at times, windy, temperatures dropping into the upper 40s by this afternoon, rain moving out later on this evening. It'll be sunny, dry, and 42 tomorrow, sunny and 40 on Friday. Right now, 56 and raining in Stevensville. It's a 58 in Pikesville. Daniel Penny, the man that was tried in the death of Jordan Neely on the subway chokehold case in New York, who was acquitted the other day, found not guilty. He sat down with Judge Jeanine Pirro, and who was covering the trial for Fox News. And this was, I think, I have a whole different kind of respect for Daniel Penny, because you know, he stepped up when nobody else would. Again, he risked his life, because you don't know. The guy, we're hearing it may have been on a drug called K2. which is people have get this incredible strength on this this drug. It's like angel dust or whatever when they just they don't realize their own limits. And so it was very difficult, and that's the reason why he applied so much pressure in order to restrain him. But listen to what he said about how he behaved and would he do it again should that ever happen again.
I mean, I'm not a confrontational person. I don't really extend myself. And this type of thing is very uncomfortable. All this attention and limelight is very uncomfortable. And I would prefer without it. I didn't want any type of attention or praise. And I still don't. The guilt I would have felt if someone did get hurt, if he did do what he was threatening to do, would never be able to live with myself. And I'll take a million court appearances and people calling me names and people hating me just to keep one of those people from getting hurt or killed.
And that's it. He would have lived with the guilt of not doing something. I mean, congratulations to the parents of Daniel Penny for raising such a fine young man, a retired Marine. And again, I feel bad for Jordan Neely and for his family because he was abandoned. There weren't people there to be role models for Jordan Neely, but there were for Daniel Penny. And thank God that jury came back with that verdict. Tom Homan sat down with Dr. Phil and said this is the approach he's going to take as it comes to the deportations and enforcing the immigration laws.
What happens January 21st? Where do you start?
Well, there's three rails we'll start the first day. Number one, we're going to secure the border. Number two, we're going to run the deportation operation. And number three, I look for these 300,000 kids. We'll find them too. President Trump's been clear. We're going to prioritize public safety threats and national security threats first because they pose the most danger to this nation. So day one, we're going to be looking for these public safety threats, arresting them, detaining them, and deporting them. And if these sanctuary city mayors don't want to help, they get the hell out of the way because we're coming. We're doing it.
You say that the left media has it backwards. Brandon, you as the bad guy. How are you the bad guy?
You know, I grew up in a family full of cops. My grandfather's a cop. My dad was a cop. And we're in a situation now where the left thinks those who enforce the laws are the bad guys. Those who broke the law are the victims. Well, we're going to change that after January 20th.
So you couldn't have picked a more perfect person to be the border czar in the Trump immigration crackdown and enforcement. Couldn't have. And again, I just wait and see. Tom Homan's already on the ground working. He's already been to the border more than Kamala Harris ever had visited the border, and expect good things to start on J-20 in 40 days.
Yeah, indeed. And Kamala Harris did get to the south of the border a couple of times.
Pedro says hi.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, listen, I want to tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice, Dr. Lazier, Dr. Doroshenko. They've been making my smile great again for years, and they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, their practice is cosmetic and advanced dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. Now, if you have missing teeth, that snaggletooth or discolored teeth or loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look normal, look perfect, and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done. Have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also, by the way, offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. So if you're one of them, no worries. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Coming up next, the search for Baltimore County Executive is on, but who really wants it? And we'll take a look at your clown car, as well as Newt weighs in on Trump in Paris and drones over Jersey. It's 8 o'clock.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The alleged shooter in the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO is being held without bail in a Pennsylvania jail.
Correspondent Michael Sisak explains the gun evidence against Luigi Mangione and writings by the suspect.
Police say they found a ghost gun, an untraceable, make-it-at-home kind of weapon, along with a suppressor or silencer, and writings that they say tie him potentially to this crime. Among the things he said were that there were parasites and that they had this coming to them, which investigators believe was a reference to the healthcare industry and potentially United Healthcare specifically.
U.S. Capitol Police charged a 33-year-old Illinois man with assaulting Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace. It happened in a House office building last night. She said she sustained injuries to her wrist and arm. And Mace alleged the incident was prompted by her support of transgender bathroom bans. Alex Jones is keeping InfoWars for now after a judge rejected The Onion's purchase bid.
Federal bankruptcy judge Christopher Lopez cited problems with the auction process and said the outcome left a lot of money on the table for families of the Sandy Hook school shooting who stand to receive most of the proceeds. Judge Lopez left it up to the trustee who oversaw the auction to determine the next steps. The Onion, which had planned to relaunch InfoWars as a parody site, bid $1.75 million in cash plus other incentives, while a company that sells nutritional supplements in Jones's name offered $3.5 million. The decision means Jones can stay at his InfoWars headquarters in Austin, and Jones quickly went back on the air to applaud the judge's decision. I'm Jennifer King.
Macy's is reporting a decline in profits and sales for its third quarter. Company shares tumbled 7% before this morning's opening bell. More at townhall.com.
So we need to be realistic about our December diet. It's got to be the worst month of the year in terms of eating, right? Inevitably, we'll stuff treats, meats, dishes into our mouths, leaving very little room for the right stuff. But you should be taking Balance of Nature every single day. Balance of Nature is made from whole fruit and veggie ingredients, and you shouldn't skip taking these daily supplements. I never do. It's the one thing I'm going to get right, because feeling good is important to me, especially in December. Join me in pushing back against the dreaded December diet crash. Get Balance of Nature, fruits and veggies in capsule form. That's all it is. You're going to love it. Use my discount code MikeG. Sign up as a new customer to get 50% off, plus free shipping and their money back guarantee. This is an awesome December discount, but you got to use my discount code MikeG. Call 800-246-8751 and use the discount code MikeG. 800-246-8751, discount code MikeG, or order online, balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code MikeG to get 50% off plus free shipping.
803 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on I-97. This time it is southbound after the merge at Route 32 and before the bridge at 178. The fire department is there. So with their flashing lights, that's just going to add to the backup, which was already coming south of that area from Benfield Boulevard. So the backup is not quite there at Benfield because there's another wreck southbound I-97 right after New Cut Road. So you have the backup there at New Cut. That was blocking the right lane southbound. Back up there, a little break in the action, and now the new wreck as you're moving south on I-97 after Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Still dealing with some rain today ahead of that cold front. Heavy rain at times. Breezy, getting cooler later this afternoon. Temperatures falling into the upper 40s. Dry tomorrow, 42. Friday, sunshine, 40 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 59 degrees, and in Hunt Valley, it's also 59. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A Baltimore restaurant, very popular one, will be closing two of its locations in January. Nacho Mama's announced on social media yesterday that they're closing the locations in Canton and Towson. Restaurants will close January 12, but their sister restaurants, Mama's on the Half Shell in Canton and Owings Mills, will remain open. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown says a federal judge blocking the merger of the Kroger and Albertsons grocery stores is a victory for consumers. In February, Brown, the FTC, and a bipartisan coalition of states announced the filing of a lawsuit challenging the merger. Maryland delegate Nina Mangione has postponed a fundraising event after his cousin Luigi Mangione's arrest for the attempted murder. No, I'm sorry. He has attempted I want to make sure I have the verbiage correctly. He has been arrested for the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. So far, it is alleged. The Republican delegate who is running for a seat in the Baldwin County Council posted a message on his campaign's Facebook page saying because of the nature of the situation involving his cousin, he does not believe it's appropriate to hold a fundraiser at this time. A fourth suspect has been sentenced in the 2021 murder of an Israeli man who was visiting Baltimore to attend a wedding. 19-year-old William Holloman sentenced to life in prison with all but 50 years suspended, and the judge has requested that he be sent to the Patuxent Youth Program. Holloman was 16 years old when Ephraim Gordon was shot in the chest during an attempted robbery on Ford's Lane in Park Heights. Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 250, your pick 4 is 6684, and next it's Stein on Sports.
Does the idea of writing a will bring to mind a thriller movie about a wealthy, dysfunctional family fighting for a deceased relative's fortune? If you answered yes, you're not alone. Although these movies are entertaining, they sometimes lead to misconceptions about wills and estate planning. The biggest myth is that estate planning is only for the ultra-wealthy. The truth is, it's for everyone. Stover Legal is here to help you navigate fact from fiction. Our valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at planbaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's planbaltimore.com, planbaltimore.com, or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A lot of optimism surrounding Orioles baseball these days, of course, with the new additions of Tyler O'Neill and Gary Sanchez, but also the return to health of key players that went down to injury last year, including the budding superstar Jordan Westberg. Skipper Brandon Hyde on MLB Network.
Love the way he goes about his business.
I love him.
Oh, he is a coach's dream in every single way. A lot of our guys are, but Westy, just the way he goes about his business, how he plays, how hard-nosed he is.
Westberg fractured his right hand after getting hit by a 95-mile-per-hour fastball on July 31, basically missed the last 2 months of the year. Army-Navy this Saturday in Landover, and what a tall task for the Mids. Army is loaded. They're 11-1 conference champions. They lead the nation in rushing, and they're top 10 in six other categories. Navy head coach Brian Newberry has taken notice.
Offensively, the offensive line is very good, very physical up front. Obviously, the quarterback's a special player. They've got really good skill around him as well, that slot, that wide out, that B-back. And so it's going to be a great challenge to defend them. And
quarterback is Bryson Daly, a dual threat, has rushed for 1,480 yards this year, 29 touchdowns. The Black Knights average 314 yards per game on the ground overall. Coming up at 8:35, a free agent pitcher that's been linked to the Orioles is off the market. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. You can join the conversation 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrid. And your top stories coming up in this hour include, of course, the drones over Jersey. Newt is going to weigh in on Donald Trump in Gay Paris at the Notre Dame Cathedral. But the top story here today is the ongoing search for Baltimore County executive. And as you know, Johnny Zero ran against Kim Klasick and won for the 2nd Congressional District. His resignation takes effect January 3rd. I'm wondering how much work he's actually doing in the county executive office.
Oh, lots, I'm sure.
You know, between the last 2 months. Again, lame duck, quack.
Quack.
Yeah, I don't understand why we have to wait so long to find the replacement. So last night, 70 residents gathering at the county council meeting, and many residents describe what they would like to see in the next county executive selection.
It is the county executive who must look after public safety.
All right.
Yeah. So, again, that was Scott Schellenberger, who was there last night from the state's attorney's office, describing, yeah, public safety should be priority number one, but other residents had other priorities.
I want someone that's going to take County Executive Olszewski's vision that he was elected to do and take that ball and run with it for the next 18 months.
We need someone who hails from a background that can comprehend the diversity of voices.
We are relying on the council to find a person they trust is absolutely honest.
We need the council to select somebody who has the courage to work with you to create legislation that will somehow rip Baltimore County Public Schools out of the hands of amateurs.
If we don't get crime under control, you're going to have a vigilante society.
Yeah, all those are true. I'm not sure that the diversity thing has got to be, you know, but again, yeah. It is interesting that what I don't understand is this whole process. Now, there's no rule that says that if you become the interim county executive, that you cannot run in 26. There's no rule.
But that's what they said.
But there's no, I've looked it up. Izzy Patoka is saying that the sentiment on the county council is they would prefer someone who was not going to have an unfair advantage by having a whole year or so before deciding whether or not they wanted the job permanently. But there's no rule preventing it.
Well, then you're not going to find a candidate.
Yeah.
I mean, really, seriously, to tell a politician, here's a plum job for you if you want to, you know, climb the ladder. But by the way, once you're here, you're screwed. Well, that's not going to attract very many candidates. You want somebody who wants to be county executive next time around, and they want the job now so they can begin to work it.
I'm bothered on several different levels on this. One, I think the people should have a say. I think the people elected Johnny Olszewski, good or bad, the people should be one the selecting the replacement, not the county council. That's just my opinion.
Fair enough.
Secondly, I think it should have been done, as soon as, Olszewski won, then those meetings should take place, or you could have scheduled a special election within 2 months, and that way you could have get out there and get it done. And then third is, I didn't hear a lot of sentiment expressed at this meeting last night that the incoming county executive divorced him or herself of a lot of the donors and developer class, which has seemed to have plagued the Baltimore County executive for at least the last two or three county executives.
Go back to Spiro Agnew. Come on,
right. Well, yeah. And that's where it's got us in trouble.
as
a county, and the county needs leadership. The county needs proper budgeting. The county needs an address, as we just heard from Scott Schellenberger. We're here from him again regarding public safety. We'll hear from former County Executive Don Hutchinson coming up in just a second as well.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck, I-95 southbound. It's just inside Howard County. It looks like it may be just south of the Patapsco River Bridge. Fire department from Baltimore County just arrived, and they are now blocking the left and the left center lane. Two vehicles were involved, and for a while there was nobody there, and now the fire department has arrived. So as usual, to make the precaution there, they make sure everybody has to stay now to the right. So we're going to have a delay once you come south on 95 from the airport cutoff, and working way south eventually down towards Route 100 and through there. Don't think the northbound side is too backed up, but you might see a delay. Two different accidents, I-97 southbound. One is after New Cut Road. The other accident now on the shoulder is before the bridge at 178, but it's in that junction at I-97 southbound at Route 32. Getting by, but it's slow at the scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says rain, lots of it, and could be heavy at times throughout the day today. And remember, we had all that drought for the last.
Yeah.
It's like all going to make up for it today, maybe in one day. So lots of rain today, and temperatures will be dropping into the upper 40s by this afternoon. Rain will move out later on this evening. Tomorrow, cold, sunny, dry, and dry, 42. On Friday, it'll be sunny and 40. And as we head into the weekend, it is going to be, again, a little bit, pretty much the same on Saturday. Sunday, a little bit warmer, again, with a chance of rain. So keep that in mind as you make your plans this weekend with just a couple of weeks before Christmas time. Right now, 57 in rain in Bel Air and 58 in raining in Glen Burnie. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15 in the morning. Once again, it's time for us to head to the big top. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring. I got to tell you, the individual in the clown car this time around has given us more joy, as it were, than pretty much anybody else, because she is not rational. And when you begin to hear her talk, you begin to ask yourself, who is the bigger racist, her or Sonny Hostin? And it's a toss-up. Here she is. It's Joy Reid.
It is an age-old tradition, which Nazi Germany did with brutally violent ends in the 1930s. While the Supreme Court refuses to do anything about weapons of war in schools, today they seemed inclined to uphold Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for minors. While the decision is not expected for months, a majority of the justices parroted a string of debunked talking points, all under the guise of protecting the kids, just not every kid.
Yeah, well, okay, so you're drawing a comparison between not wanting to have kids, have transgender surgery at age 9, and the Nazis? You talk about a reach. Well, I'll tell you what, you can reach around and grab yourself by the... All right, never mind. Joy, please get back in the clown car and get out of here.
And it just shows that the radical, progressive, Marxist left...
What a loon.
They don't get it. They still don't understand why they lost, why they were rejected. If it weren't for the manufactured ballot craze out west, it'd be even worse. And in Wisconsin, and there'd been 53 seats in the Senate and maybe 325 seats in the 225, excuse me, in the House.
But think about this. This is a woman who says the Supreme Court justices are putting forth a lot of bogus talking points. You mean by asking legitimate questions on a serious issue? No, you can't do that, according to Joy. You can't ask questions about who's harmed here.
Yeah, well, anybody that would be in favor of mutilating a child without asking questions or without getting expert opinion like Joyless Reid and the rest of these, child butchers, I mean, good. I'm glad their ratings are tanking. I'm glad that they're going to be sold. And I'm hoping that Elon Musk buys them as well.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
Because guess what? Rupert Murdoch just lost his case. And it looks like the lefty children of Fox News' CEO are going to be taking over the network now.
Wow.
So, that's not going to bode well for conservatism. So and now might be the time.
Yep.
Look what Elon Musk did for X. He can do the same for the cable news network as Fox is drifting further to the left than where Elon Musk comes in. So we're certainly hoping.
Well, they got a batch of them at MSNBC. I mean, they have specialized in hiring left-wing cranks.
Yeah, Rachel Maddow.
Yep.
Joyless Reid. Joe and Mika.
Acosta. I mean,
he's CNN, Abilio.
CNN, yeah.
Abilio, it's what's it, Ari Meltzer, whatever his name is. They're a bunch of them. And Michael Steele, the former lieutenant governor, who, by the way, if you show up with money, he'll probably do about anything. I just saying. Scott Schellenberger was there last night, the current Baltimore County State's Attorney, and he had a message for the incoming county executive replacement, and you better listen carefully.
It is the county executive who must look after public safety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look what's happening. Towson, again, we now go out of our way not to go to Towson Town Center. When I want to go to a mall, and that's rare, we go to Columbia Mall. in Howard County. Not that that's perfect. Or we go to Cranberry Mall in Westminster. That's where we go when we go to the mall. Well, I don't go to Tousletown anymore. I don't want my wife going in the parking garage. I don't want her car jacked, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So we use common sense and common knowledge. And I'm not, we're not living in fear, but you have to. When public safety is not being accommodated by leadership, and I'm not blaming the Baltimore County PD, but, you know, it's the leadership that needs to steer the rudder straight. And not only that, we have Essex. We have open-air drug yes. markets and killings in Essex, even in Middle River these days. So there are parts of the county that have become crime-infested, crime-ridden, and we need to clean those places up.
It is such an easy formula. I mean, it's easy, a simple formula, not easy, but simple. That is, safe streets, good schools. If you want the people who live in whatever jurisdiction it is to stay there and talk up that jurisdiction, give them safe streets and good schools. That's all that's required. It really is.
And who's going to do that in 1 year?
No, you can't. You know, if you have somebody who wants to be county executive because that individual, male or female, has a program by which they can actually say, I can work on safe streets. I can work on good schools.
But nobody in their right mind is going to take this. John Cardin has already pulled out a long one, Quirk. And nobody's going to take the job.
For 12 months?
Exactly. If you're going to take it knowing that you got a leg up, or you can do something in 5 years versus 4 years. So more on this coming up in just a second. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. They've expanded their incredible service that they give, you know, for electrical work in interior, exterior. They do landscaping. They do lighting. They've done work on Bruce's house and my home. But they've now expanded into the HVAC realm as well. And thank goodness, because they came out and were able to fix my heat pump situation, because I had a switch that wasn't going on all the way, and it led to really high heat bills. My heat was working. But, you know, my heating bill in the winter is usually about $250, $300 was I got a bill. It was like $400 or $500, and I go, there's something wrong here. Yeah, found the switch. It was a one little switch, a contact that was open and wasn't closing properly. Switched out the switch, and now it's working like gangbusters. So
you were switchers.
Switch switchers. Right. You got to be old switcheroo there.
Yeah.
Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Or TimKyleCompany.com.
The Temptations and the Four Tops. Friday, April 18th at the Lyric Baltimore. Celebrating 40 years of Temptations and Four Tops. Plus celebrating 60 years of the iconic hit My Girl. Reserve seats on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at V6.com and the Lyric Box Office.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. It's 8:23 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We're talking about switchers. I wonder what Twitaker has to say about that.
Switcher.
Yeah. Twitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. Nice to be back once again.
Yeah, you know we're in trouble when he says boys or begins to say Mr. Elliot or Mr.
Right,
Casey.
Right. Because I can't really express myself.
I know.
Properly.
Yes. Well, you do it tweets and texts to me all the time. So
sure.
Good. Yes.
And one day I'll do it to you in person.
That's good.
That's fun. Southbound 95, if you're coming down from the Beltway trying to get into Howard County, this wreck is blocking the two left-hand lanes right around the area. The Howard County, Baltimore County line. So the fire department is there. Two vehicles ran together. They're sitting in the left-hand lane. Going to be a while, so the backup now is back beyond the airport cutoff, and I think eventually it may even go back as far as the Beltway. So when you get to the Howard County line, you need to be over as far right as you can. A couple of earlier accidents, mostly clearing now
but slow. I-97 at New Cut, and then again I-97 southbound after Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says rain, heavy at times today. Temperatures will plummet into the upper 40s, and then rain tonight eventually moves out. And then we're sunny and cold and dry for Thursday and Friday, highs in around 40 or so. Right now it is raining and 56 in Middle River, 55 in Arnold. Kim is still feeling a little under the weather, so she's out today and scheduled to be out tomorrow. So today, former Delegate Pat McDonough, who ran for county executive, I'm sure Pat will have a lot of thoughts about the county executive situation.
You can go at it again right now.
Yeah, exactly. Throw his hat into the ring. Don Hutchinson, the former county executive, says this is a requirement for the incoming county exec.
The reality is that the next county executive must be someone who understands what it means to work with governmental employees.
Yeah, well, and government employees, government unions, you know, AFSCME, the rest of the nine yards, it's all part of the equation. And Baltimore County of the delegate Nick Allen says that the main thing is you got to have somebody that knows how to deal with a budget.
Who is ready, able, and willing to make tough decisions when it comes to the budget and to funding.
Yeah, and because we don't want our property taxes going up, we don't want, have any of the rest of it. Look, I look at the county roads. The county roads are a mess.
Yeah.
They are just a mess in certain parts of the county. And I always used to criticize Pennsylvania, because every time I would travel to Pennsylvania, the roads are always
horrible.
Horrible. The worst roads in America are in Pennsylvania.
You ever driven the new Pennsylvania Turnpike?
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's pothole city.
It is terrible. And the Shortkill Expressway, as we used to call it. But we're getting to that point now in parts of Maryland, and especially in Baltimore County. Marty says the real reason the council, they don't want to appoint an executive, council members Izzy Patoka and Julia Jones plan on running for the job in 26 and don't want the competition. All right, well, reach down now and grab them and resign your council seat and run. And put your name in, and then you'll be in. I just don't understand this. They want their cake and eat it, too. They want somebody to be the sacrificial lamb, and for one year, what are we going to get in the county? Somebody who, again, is appointed lame duck county executive. So that's exactly not the way to approach good governance and represent the people of Baltimore County.
We want a caretaker, so we tread water for 12 months. I mean, that's basically what it is. It's like telling a really good swimmer, okay, we want you to swim, but not really. So tread water for 12 months and then get out of the pool.
Yeah, well, there are so many issues facing the county right now, as far as crime issues, as far as education, as far as financial, et cetera, that we need somebody from day one. January 3rd is the day he resigns, January 6th is a Monday, so start January 6th.
Yeah.
And from day one, and then you'll have, again, so what? What are you, afraid of a little competition? So here's a message to Izzy and Julian. Let's see a little courage. Let's see a little cojones here. Let's see you throw your hat into the ring. Resign your council seat. Throw your hat into the ring for county council, and we'll see our county executive, and we'll see. And look, if you're up to the job, then you can challenge the guy in 26. If not, then let that person run. But here's the thing. They're not going to – it's going to be a Democrat. You know that.
Sure.
The only question is, what kind of Democrat are we going to get? Are we going to get an old-school Democrat, or are we going to get one of these progressive kooks like Johnny Zero was?
Oh, like somebody who watches out after our tax dollars and does the job. I don't need somebody proselytizing.
I don't think that's possible in the Democrat Party anymore. I think they've all gone so far left.
Really?
That
you think?
I name somebody. I mean, now, not the old school, but somebody right out there on the... it's hard to find.
Not as a, for a Democrat. Yeah, there are lots of Republicans out there.
Yeah, you do have some Republicans, but a Republican will never get appointed.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. I think voters should have a say in all of this. I don't like it when people are appointed to fill a vacancy for the rest of the term, because that's just more, again, of cronyism, political cronyism. I think that if the people elected somebody and that person decides that they're going to quit and run for something else, then hold a special election. They're doing it for Matt Gaetz and all those seats in the House. Why not for county executive?
A pretty quick ballot to print up. Choose the date, and let's get to it. Hey, happy holidays to everybody, Lori. It is the perfect time of the year to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Hall sale right now. You can save up to 78% on exceptional natural supplements for every area of your health. From essentials like omega-3s and probiotics, I take those every day, to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and a whole lot more. The best part is over a dozen health-boosting Rescue products are marked down under $20. So get started or stock up today. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. With Rescue, you can reinforce your immune system, boost energy, reach your health goals. Again, no code needed to save up to 78% site-wide. So get a head start on your health. Visit res-q.com and do it today.
It is 8:30. Still to come, Newt weighs in on Donald Trump in France and drones over Jersey. It's 8:30. News headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Adirondack County Police have arrested a D.C. man in connection with the burglaries of seven businesses at the Crossroads Shopping Center in Pasadena. Officers called to the scene of a break-in at King's Cleaners on Jumpers Hole Road overnight Monday. As the suspects took off in a stolen car with tags from another vehicle, police spotted them, and three of the suspects bailed for the vehicle, but police were able to catch 26-year-old Kendall Walton, and he is facing second-degree burglary, auto theft, and gun charges. Bolivar City School Board has announced its plan for finding a new school's CEO. They want to find him or her by July of 2026. During a presentation yesterday, Board Chair Robert Sally said a national search firm will be contracted in the recruitment effort, and there will be community support and input. Sally says listening sessions will be scheduled to develop a profile of the qualifications the board should look for and for the next CEO. A very popular Baltimore restaurant is going to close two of its locations in January, Nacho Mama's. Announcing on social media yesterday, they're closing locations in Canton and Towson. Restaurants will close on January 12, but their sister restaurants, Mama's on the Half Shell in Canton and Owings Mills, will remain open. The McCusker family says the decision has not been easy, and they're grateful to have served the community for more than three decades. And Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown says a federal judge blocking the merger of the Kroger and Albertsons grocery stores is a victory for consumers. In February, Brown, the FTC, and a bipartisan coalition of states announced the filing of that lawsuit challenging the merger. Brown says had the merger gone forward, the supermarkets would have had no reason to offer lower prices than their main competitor, making it harder for Maryland families to put food on the table. It's 8:32 in 60 seconds. Traffic and weather on the three.
As the holidays approach, Westminster Speed and Sound is here to help you find that perfect gift for that special someone. Remote car starters are one of our most popular presents, as people will be thanking you for years to come. How about never going out to a cold car again or having to worry about scraping windows? We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as the recipient will experience reduced heat and glare while also protecting their skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And of course, ceramic paint coatings will make your vehicle shine like never before, while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. You can buy your truck and SUV, folks, accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
Lottery numbers last night, 250 is your pick three, 6684 your pick four, and now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
And a big delay, I-95 southbound, if you're taking the Beltway ramp from Baltimore County coming through Arbutus, and you're thinking, oh my Lord, what is this? Well, it's backed up because of the wreck in the two left-hand lanes at the Howard County and the Baltimore County line. So that's a big delay. They have not even begun to remove these vehicles yet from the roadway, and the fire department is there. Everybody is still slow on the Beltway. We've had issues early this morning south of Liberty Road. That's still jammed up over on the Parkville side. That's still jammed up through Pikesville. Same thing. The rain is just aggravating everything. A couple of earlier problems as well. I-97 near New Cut Road, and then again I-97 south of the split at
Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still dealing with some rain today ahead of that cold front. Heavy rain at times. Breezy, getting cooler later this afternoon. Temperatures falling into the upper 40s. Dry tomorrow, 42. Friday, sunshine, 40 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial pound 250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At 8:35 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. Baseball free agent news coming in now, fast and furious. You know about Max Fried to the Yankees for 8 years, $218 million, largest contract to a southpaw in MLB history. But now, CBS Sports reporting that Nathan Eovaldi, who the Orioles had interest in, has re-upped with the Texas Rangers. 3 years, $75 million, 25 per. And the Red Sox, losing out to the Yanks on Fried, are preparing an offer for Corbin Burns. If Boston doesn't land Burns, the former Oriole pitcher, the fallback position would be a potential trade with the Padres for Dylan Cease. With that knowledge, Mike Elias commenting on his options today.
We've got the whole pitching market up on the board, and we're just trying to find a place where we can find a deal and we can strike.
Ravens hit the practice field today as a 15-point favorite against the Giants, who were 2-11 on the season. The Ravens have already lost to a 2-11 team once this year, and that was the Raiders, albeit in Week 2. Rashad Bateman asked if Baltimore could overlook New York.
I mean, being a Ravens football player, I think we should beat the Giants, but, I mean, obviously we got to go out and do what we need to do, and I think that's what we need to focus on right now, is doing our job.
College basketball yesterday, local UMBC over Cairn, 103-57. It was Coppin State hanging tough with NC State down in Raleigh, but losing to the Wolfpack 66-56. Morgan in Cincinnati against Xavier, taking it on the chin, 119-58. High school basketball yesterday, the Baltimore Catholic League champion St. Francis Academy defended its championship last night in their opener. 78-53 was the final at John Carroll. Carter Fisk with 17 points for Nick Miles Club down in East Baltimore. The time now is 8:36. When we return, don't play poker with this guy.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
So I'm not 100% sure about this, but I think I know this guy's dad. I may have gone to school with this guy's dad, okay? This guy I'm talking about is a professional poker player who's pled guilty to defrauding bettors in New York and Florida by falsely claiming to have inside information on sporting events. You may know him because he's been on TV all the time. Corey Zeidman lives in Boca Raton, Florida, pled guilty to conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud in connection with a sports betting scheme that lasted for years, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York. Here's the scheme. Federal authorities allege that Zeidman and his partners misled customers to pay the organization for betting advice by claiming to have knowledge of non-public injury information, dirty referees, and fixed games in the NFL, according to court documents. Now, the reason why I think I know this guy, I went to school with a guy named Lee Zeidman who moved to Boca, okay, and I'm going to check this out.
Yeah.
Because I think it's possible, because Lee Zeidman was a little bit shady back in the day,
really?
Too, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying he did this, okay, yeah, but,
right.
You know, he was anyway, so
he was the original Slim Shady.
Exactly.
Oh, hold on a second. So this guy made money by telling people he had information, inside information. So they're stupid enough to believe him.
Well, they're stupid enough, right. So,
so
you know,
why is that a crime?
Well, because he didn't have this information.
So what?
Well, he lied.
It's fraud.
It's fraud.
Yeah.
Especially,
it's fraud to tell a sucker that you're a sucker?
Especially if you use the mails, if you use the postal service.
Right, yeah. But if, look, I have some inside information on the Ravens because, you know, I'm close with Tucker.
First off, anybody that takes
betting advice. Yeah, I'm not paying you for it, Bruce.
Everybody that takes betting advice in and of itself should have their head examined.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
These guys ran ads on the radio. I'm sure you've heard these types of ads before. Call me now, 1-800.
Right.
That's the type of stuff that this guy did. I'm going to check it out and see if.
You have an 800 number? That is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll call you now. What's your 800 number?
1-800-STEIN-ON-SPORTS.
Okay. 1-800-STEIN-ON-SPORTS.
That's too many digits.
Doesn't matter. It'll go through anyway.
It'll roll through? Okay. Yeah. There you go. Anyway, I'm going to check to see if this guy is the guy I'm talking about.
All right. We'll check it out and report back to us. Thank you, Gary.
I will.
Please.
839, 21 before the hour of 9 o'clock. Thomas in Parkville.
Morning, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Good show as always.
Thank you.
Hopefully this hasn't already been covered, but in my opinion, based on a couple of sources that I have and know, that I think this whole county executive choice is just a dog and pony show. Okay. You know, knowing how some people that I do, it's my opinion that it will be Kathy Klausmeier that fills in that spot for the remainder.
That's what we're hearing.
That will push her. I'm sorry?
That's what we're hearing. So that Klausmeier, and then, of course, it opens up her seat, and then Moore gets to appoint Carl Jackson? Is that the name I keep hearing?
Yes. And the reason I formed that is because I just watched the vote by the two of the three Republicans on that county council, David Marks, Wade Catch. They will vote for her. Of course, you have to vote for a Democrat. That's just the way it works. But this will open up Carl Jackson to take that Senate spot. And a funny, is that
a law, by the way, Tom? Is that a law that if you're on the county council and a Democrat county executive leaves, that you must vote for another Democrat?
Well, that's my understanding. I think one of the news stories, one of the news pieces you had a couple of days ago, I think it was Izzy, I can't be 100% sure, said that three of the 10 candidates were ineligible because they were Republican. Now, whether that comports with
I'm just wondering if it's an actual rule or just the makeup of the council makes it difficult for any Republican to be
That is also true. Like I said, much like when they have hearings for property and for things in public hearings, a lot of times it's already baked in the case. But in this case, this will be the second time, coincidentally, that someone like Delegate Carl Jackson will have been selected before he's been elected.
Nice work if you could get it, right? Tom, thanks again for the call and your opinion. Appreciate that. We got to run.
Claire McCaskill, well, she is a former senator, and she is not at all fond of Donald Trump, and she's decided she knows the secret to Donald Trump's rhetorical style.
First, always attack. Second, lie whenever you need to. And third, never admit you're wrong. And if you look at what he's doing now, what he did in that interview, that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, that's Claire McCaskill, obviously not a fan of Donald Trump. And, of course, she doesn't have any real insight, but I would take betting information from her, absolutely.
Yeah.
By the way, Newt Gingrich was interviewed on Fox, and he had some interesting things to say, by the way, about not just Joe Biden, but about Donald Trump. Here he is on The Big Joer.
Everything we've seen, including his recent trip to Angola, he's just cognitively incapable of having done this. You have to assume he has some nutcake left-wing staffers. They're doing dangerous things. We have, for the first time in American history, a de facto president. We've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, we've never seen anything like this. The de facto president was in Paris for the reopening of the Cathedral of Notre Dame.
When President Trump went to Paris for Notre Dame to see the opening of Notre Dame after its disastrous fire, he was treated by President Macron as though he were the president. He got the full experience of, you know, the French greeting you in a way which is really historic. No president who hasn't been sworn in yet has ever had.
Do me a favor, Chris, and skip the next cut because I want to make sure we get this one in. Newt Gingrich characterized Donald Trump in the following fashion. I had to actually do some reading on this.
He had some 82 leaders from around the world were there for the opening of Notre Dame. He had a great meeting with the president of Ukraine, a great meeting with the prime minister of Italy. And I think what we're seeing is somebody who is president de facto, that is in fact, but not yet president de jure. That means in law. He won't get to be president de jure till January 20th, but he's already, for all practical purposes, the center of the governing system of the American people, and it's, I think, a remarkable achievement.
And we'll get to his characterization of Donald Trump coming up in a minute or two. First, though, it's 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, our traffic person, man, thing, the one, the only, Chuck Whitaker.
So it looks like the accident scene may have cleared now from I-95 southbound going into Howard County. It looks like we're just starting to move now at the airport cutoff at I-195. So that's good news. We're still backed up, though, all the way back to the Beltway. And again, all of this traffic eventually will work its way down towards 175, Route 100, Route 32, maybe even as far south as the Capitol Beltway. And with the rain, it's just going to be a very slow ride there. New wreck in Howard County, Route 32 eastbound at Broken Land Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says a rainy Wednesday, heavy at times today, and then temperatures will drop into the upper 40s later on. Rain moves out. Cold front comes through Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with highs. It'll be sunny and dry, but highs in the 40s, low 40s. Right now, rain in 57 in Dundalk. It is 58 in Reisterstown. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right, Grandma, Granddad, Mom, Dad, and children, grandchildren, gather around because NORAD, the North American Radio, the Defense Operations, again, that's North American Air Defense, is set to track Santa again this Christmas for the 69th year in a row. Here is the Chief of NORAD Media Operations, Major Jenny Dorenzis, talking about how they do it.
It's just a really beautiful sense of camaraderie, community, Christmas spirit, cooperation, sort of goodwill, and very positive vibes all across the board. So it's just so nice to be a part of it. It's just such a nice thing to bring everybody together. You know, whatever your background, wherever you are in the world, you can participate.
You can, and you can do it online now as well. So, again, used to be before computers, they would listen to the radio.
Yeah, right, or see everyone on a TV station would have it.
Exactly. But now, of course, you could do it. There may even be an app. I have to check and see if there's an app. I'm sure there is.
I think probably if you go to NORAD, their site will actually have, if I recall from last year, I think their site will have the radar up showing where Santa is.
Yeah.
Which is very cool.
Right.
Very, very cool.
And it was always, you know, you got to make sure you're in bed before Santa gets here.
That's right, man.
You know, if he was like two states over, parents issued, you know, got to get to bed.
Do you ever sleep under the tree?
Leave the milk and no. Left the milk and cookies out. Snuck down a couple of times when I was a kid. Still hasn't taken a bite. Still hasn't taken a drink. Come back down a half hour later. Uh-oh, what's going on? Did we get skipped over?
Did he miss us?
Yes.
All right, I got to give you this soundbite from Newt Gingrich talking about Donald Trump, because I had to go back and touch up a little bit on my early reading on Beowulf.
This is a mythic figure, almost like the various Scandinavian Beowulfs and other kind of sagas. I mean, there's no practical way that you can explain Trump within a normal political structure. He now represents clearly something like, according to the latest Rasmussen poll, 55% of the American people.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
He's a mythic figure. I do think he's one of these larger-than-life characters who, in the same way that Teddy Roosevelt is remembered because he was a bigger-than-life character, I think Donald Trump, 100 years from now, is going to be still remembered as a bigger-than-life character who had a massive impact on American politics.
Yeah, and launched a whole different political movement, the greatest political movement of our time, and the greatest political comeback, so no doubt. By the way, I wanted to direct you to it's a great op-ed piece today in the Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter. It's written by Jay Vigliotti. He's a Carroll County commissioner. It has to do with MPRP. It's why we're concerned about the MPRP project. And I just want to read one segment to you. The whole column is worth your time. But he writes to PSEG. That's the Public Service Enterprise Group. It's been tasked by PGM to go and negotiate and hold these meetings. I mean, they have no intent to negotiate. The whole intent
intent is take whatever they want by eminent domain, and they're just going through the dog and pony show, going through the motions of holding these hearings. And they've gotten unprecedented pushback in northern Baltimore County, Carroll, Frederick counties. But he writes, to PSEG, it's just a field. To us, it's a farm.
Yeah.
To PSEG, it's just a right of way. To us, it's a way of life. To PSEG, it's the latest job site. To us, it's home. This isn't rhetoric. This is reality. This is our home. We've built our lives here, and we matter just as much as anyone else in any other county or any other state, despite what some in Washington might otherwise contend. We are not just a place to build through. Our open land has been protected for a reason, and that reason is not for sale. It is staggering that as we approach 2025, progressive government agencies aligned with corporations, which can spend billions of dollars on green energy policies, can find no alternate for increasing the power supply except threatening people's property, scarring the land, and erecting massive Soviet-style power lines. Great piece, Jay Vigliotti, in the Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter. You should check it out today. Coming up next, drones over Jersey.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Hey, welcome to Soft Jazz in the Morning. Yes, the very best of Vince Guaraldi right here. On Soft Jazz 680.
It's Elliot back in the afternoon. Is what it is, folks. He's suffering through a series of flashbacks here this morning.
Yes, I know. Whoops. We're in the 2000s again, huh?
Still to come, drones over Jersey, and this is just a bizarre story, so we'll get to that here in just a second, get your calls and comments. But first, it's once again
We have, it's time for Twitaker.
We have to go to Crush Kringle.
He's right. Crush Kringle. I like
that. Let me
tell
you something. I would put his sorry ass on in the afternoon just to piss him off. And then he can sit there and sing, doo-dah, oh, doo-dah, oh, crap.
Traffic and weather.
Give him two air shifts a day. Hell with him.
Yes. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
See what happens?
See, well, Chuck, by the way, if that happens, you're doing afternoon traffic with me.
Goodbye. Okay. Eastbound Route 32. We'll disconnect now. Eastbound Route 32, Broken Land Parkway. They're still working on that wreck, and there was a pretty good-sized backup there. 95 is moving. It's going to take a little while to recover. We had a big wreck just at the Howard County, Baltimore County line. All this rain keeping us slow in and around the Beltway. JFX, watch your speed coming south through Northern Parkway, and they're still late slowing. And, of course, it's all weather-related as you're trying to work your way through both the tunnels. So low beams on, buckle up, and just plan on the extra time. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says rain all day, heavy at times, temperatures dropping into the upper 40s. Rain moves out tonight, and then it's going to be sunny and cold, highs in the low 40s through the weekend. Right now, raining at 58 in the city, 56 in Annapolis. Let's take a phone call here. Brent in Glen Arm.
Morning, Brent.
Good morning. How are you gentlemen doing?
We're fine, thanks.
Good. When you mentioned Wade Tax a short while ago, I just thought I'd let you know that during when kids were first sent home from school during COVID, since Wade is my councilman, I exchanged some emails with him. He had no problem with it whatsoever. He supported it. So those of you out there that live in his district, please remember that. And if anybody in the district is thinking about primarying him, please do.
Well, they are. In fact, Wade Katch is retiring, and State Delegate Nino Mangione is running for his seat.
I am very happy to hear that.
Yeah. So that
That's
the latest there.
And everybody have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Brent. Yeah. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye.
So for the last month, hundreds of drones lit up in the middle of the night have been plaguing Jersey. All over Jersey, including flying over President-elect Trump's Bedminster golf course and near military research sites in New Jersey. It's been on the rise in recent weeks. On Monday, the governor announced there were dozens of reports of drones on Sunday alone. The drones fly over the Jersey were being told by the White House that they are not foreign actors. They've ruled that out. What's a little bit concerning is the FBI incident director, Robert Wheeler. He's the Critical Incident Response Group assistant director, told Congress that the FBI knows concerningly little about the mysterious drones that have been spotted hovering over New Jersey. So that is not making people rest any easier.
How the hell would they know whether it's a foreign actor?
He says, quote, there's nothing that is known that would lead me to say that we just don't know. And that's the concerning part.
But they rule out foreign actors. How would you rule that out? Unless you actually trace down some of the drones.
Well, especially after you know Ron's got an assassination plot out on Trump, and these drones are flying around Bedminster. Here is Representative Chris Smith on the drones.
And I'm very concerned that we're missing something here. I've raised the issue, as has my colleagues, Valiotakis and others, in New Jersey and New York, about these drone sightings. So last night I was on the beach in Island State Park in Ocean County with the sheriff. He has been working it every single night. He's got his own tethered drones chronicling. One of his officers two nights ago saw 50 drones come in off the ocean right there. So we thought maybe they'll replicate it. They didn't, but we thought it was a possibility. Then last night we had a number of other people there, including a commanding officer from the Coast Guard, who said that one of their 47-foot motor lifeboats was followed by between 12 and 30 of these drones as they went through the water, followed right behind them. You know, and I said, what's the rules of engagement? I mean, you do it if you're fighting against a narco trafficker or something. And they said, we don't know. We don't have any. So I did reach out to the commanding officer at the joint base, which is also in my district, and talked to him, had a very good conversation, Colonel Anthony Smith, joint base Fort Dix McGuire, the 87th Air Wing, Air Base Wing today. And I said, I know you have the capability You've put out press releases to identify and bring down drones.
Bring them down.
Why can't you deploy them at least to the ocean? Bring one of these down. Find out who's doing it. They have
the- Yeah.
Right.
Bring them down.
Bring them down. Or jam. They're being operated by radio frequency. We have the technology to jam those radio frequencies until we find or follow them back. Take a drone, launch it, and follow the drones back to where they originated from. I mean, that would be using your head. But then again, that disqualifies you from government service.
I mean, how can you say, we know they're not foreign actors if you have no idea who's launching
them? There's precedent for this. Chinese spy balloon. Hello, hello.
Yeah, it's a direct line over every single military base in the country.
Rescue Natural Idiots. Supplements are reminding the Deck the Halls holiday sale is here. You can save up to 78% on all your favorite Rescue Natural supplements or nutraceuticals in the Rescue line. Over 50 different supplements to help you build your health, maintain your health, repair your health, whatever your concerns are, to lead a more healthy lifestyle. Get started early on your New Year's resolution by ordering and saving money on your favorite supplements today. Maybe you're already taking Rescue supplements, and this would be a great time to stock up if you missed the Black Friday sale, or if you haven't started, this would be a great time to start and save a ton of dough on your favorite supplements that you're interested in. So go to the website, res-q.com. All the prices are marked down already. No coupon code is needed. That's res-q.com, or call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483 for the Deck the Halls holiday sale. All right, that's going to do it for us today. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Stay tuned. Former Delegate Pat McDonough is sitting in for Kim Klasick live today. And then we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.